This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Definition Radio. If you check out on kpft.org, you'll find out what's going on over there right now, which is probably BBC.
Okay. We're legal.
All right, then. Barely.
So who are all of these, who are all these folks surrounding you in there, Chris?
We have with us here Stage Door, Inc.
Ooh. Yes.
The littler theater in Pasadena.
No.
Does that work?
No.
I realized what I said before. I keep saying, with the little Pasadena, the little theater in Pasadena, that could get people confused.
Mm-hmm.
This is the newer theater in Pasadena.
The newer theater. Yeah, because we're bigger.
Ah. Oh, you are? Oh.
By square footage, we're bigger.
Oh. Size queen.
Mm-hmm. That's why I married an Italian.
Oh, gosh.
I dated a German for a while. That was nice.
I couldn't hear what he said.
Don't worry about it.
It's hard to tell which part's blushing and what part's the rainbow.
Evidently, the Germans and the Italians are related that way.
Of course, when Jimmy's speaking softly, and most of us in here don't have headphones, so...
Oh, sorry.
The ones he's talking about don't, so...
Oh, I see.
I could relay messages if y'all want.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Take notes.
All right.
Well, the good part is we now
mental.
Know, at least now we know this is going to be on the archive.
Mm-hmm.
So you can download later and hear what he says.
Yep.
But we have Stage Door, Inc. in here. Right now they have just started production with Sordid Lives by Del Shores. Those of you out there, you've seen the series on Logo, or you've seen the movie from a while ago. When it came out, and very big and attractive, favorite show in the community. So let's have the cast that we have here introduce themselves.
Start with the one next to you.
All right. My name is Arturo Soriano. People call me Link, and I play Ty Williamson.
Hi, I'm Danielle Knight, and I play Nalita Nethercott.
I'm G. Reggie, and I play Sissy.
J.R. Marshall, and I play Bubba Wardell.
Back row.
M. Butler, I play Juanita.
All right. He can come sit in Jimmy's chair since Jimmy's out smoking.
You know, a deer in the headlights really doesn't play well in the ring.
he doesn't blush very easily.
Huh?
He doesn't blush very easily.
Well, considering the character, that's the interesting part. What you have with this play is there's a little bit of gender bending in here. And the funny part about it is when... Mark's mom handed me the program, starting to go through it. Yeah, that's right, I forgot. Sordid Lies has all these women playing in it. And, boy, was I wrong on a couple of them.
Yeah.
Let's get the board in here, too, that's here.
I'm Mark Anthony. I'm the executive director of Stage Door. I'm also the director of Sordid Lives.
I'm Daria, I'm the technical director.
And I'm Zach Varela, marketing manager and also the assistant director.
Do I also do this?
Hey. Huh? Yeah. We got one in the corner back there.
Kimberly Spears, I'm a stage manager and house manager.
And then a couple of us that are in the show are also on the board. Once again, I'm Danielle Knight. I'm the events manager for Stage Door, and then Link. Go ahead.
I don't know what I am on stage. I'm an actor.
he's a board associate.
An incoming board of associates.
Yes.
What? I'm not notified about this.
Yeah,
too late. You're hooked. You're stuck.
You're now notified.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now one thing to warn people ahead of time, if you plan on going to see this production, there is adult situations, adult language... live fire and cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good show.
Gunfire. Huh?
Gunfire.
Yeah, love gunfire. And cigarette smoke. And some people have there is a couple of underwear scenes. Now, unfortunately, I tried getting a copy of the script and a pen to change some of the performers in that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've seen the original play, and I the point question I kept asking.
Oh, no.
Does Ty have... Do they show the scene of Ty's play that he performs in? And said no, and they wouldn't give me a script to write it right in the line there.
Go figure, huh?
And then, you know, then after the performance you had in Greece, which...
let's not remember.
The jogging scene.
Oh,
yes. I don't remember much of the play afterwards, but I remember the jogging scene. And he probably doesn't have the underwear scene. It's like, what are you thinking? But,
call Del Shores and tell him. I wouldn't mind.
I do mind. No.
So.
Oh. Can we get a reenactment of that jogging scene, please?
Oh,
I don't have my shirt.
That's right.
That's just you for not going. I gave you plenty of warning.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah.
We
can do a private showing in here.
Have fun, Link.
Oh, man.
See,
is he blushing again?
Yeah, just a little bit.
What? I'm good.
He's
I'm good.
A shy guy.
Yes.
Ooh.
my mom's okay with everything. Sadly enough.
Sadly enough.
Be careful.
Uh-oh.
All right, so we've got a couple of people who haven't been here before. So the big question I always like to ask with this is, why community theater? What got you into doing community theater?
Greg, JR, Matt.
Yeah, he's looking at you.
Especially
guys.
With these guys.
Okay. Oh, especially with these guys. Oh,
well, I've done.
What does that mean?
I'm a recent arrival from California, about 5 years ago. And a
That's
couple
not
of,
recent anymore.
It's not, huh? And I had done a couple of shows with Mark, and the last one I did with him was Dearly Departed, and I think Wardell is a lot like the character I played in Dearly Departed.
This happens to be my favorite show.
Yeah.
A little bit country.
And for myself, I've already done the professional thing. Came back to Houston a number of years ago, and I've been involved with a lot of other theaters, Little Room Downstairs, etc. And I've worked with Mark a few other times previously. And having fun playing this role.
And once again, you're Sissy.
Don't call me Sissy.
If the rubber band fits, wear it. If the rubber band fits, snap it.
There you go.
Yes.
Mr. Butler.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, the pretty boy in the blue.
Okay. So this is my first play I've ever done, ever. In the world. And I was informed by this company by some people that I work with, and I've always been interested in plays and acting and everything because I'm a really big music person, and the person I worked with was like, you should try out for this play. So I went and tried out, and I got a part, and that's how it happened.
Do you want to tell them what character you play?
Juanita.
That's, and I'll say from watching the different performances, you know, the way your character look quite close to the performers in either the movie and the TV series. Brother Boy is pretty close as well. It was almost, you know, if the voice was a little different on that. I had to tease Mark when I came out and was coming about the Sissy character, and he goes, yeah, he wasn't feeling well. I go, he? I was like, I wasn't sure. You know, I hang around the drag queens around here and transgendered. I'm not... I pegged Juanita. All right, going, drag queen. But it was like, Sissy's like, I can't... Because you're pretty close to... I mean, the appearance in that is pretty close to, I don't remember her name, who plays Sissy.
Beth Grant?
Beth Grant. A little. I was in the back of the theater, so. The lighting was horrible.
We know what you were doing in the back of the theater.
If you don't like our lighting, you can donate some money and we can buy new lighting.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh. Nice little spot right there.
Don't you have any of the flashlights left over from Laramie Project?
No.
Oh. Donate batteries.
So what drew you all to this specific production, not just the whole theater?
Mark called.
Mark called. JR answered.
Good answer. I like that answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark messaged me on Yahoo.
they're stealing lines from the play now.
Oh, wow.
It was just kind of an easy fit for me because I have a lot of family in Georgia or Tennessee, and some of the characters from this play, I don't know if I should be proud to say this or not, but they're a lot like my family. And once I saw the movie and Mark kept saying, you need audition, you need audition, Dina, you're auditioning. You're not even gonna bail on me. You're going to come and do this show. Once I watched the movie, I was like, okay, I'm coming and doing this show. Like, it was just funny because there's so many different parts of Nolita that I play that are based off of real family members, and it just makes it that much more, you know, enjoyable for me to kind of be like, okay, well, that's my aunt, and this outfit I'm wearing right now in the first scene is totally my grandmother's outfit, but, yeah.
Yeah, some of the outfits.
Where I look like a bowl of fruit.
One ear, like, John Tanya Tucker.
Yes.
Oh. Does anyone else want to have an interesting way why you got into Sworded?
Well, I... fun with the white trash, trailer trash. In fact, I wasn't even going for a female role to start off.
This is nothing like me at all.
Really?
No. Just because the majority of your lines in this play are, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay.
Yay, Pat.
Yes.
The anatomy.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It's, your lovingly description of the male anatomy on there.
Was it Antonio Sabato Jr.?
Wow.
Yeah, it's the first show I've ever got to strip on stage.
I'm speechless.
This is actually the first.
I wasn't sure if you were going to come out from behind the bar or not.
Yeah.
Oh no!
I'm speechless.
Huh?
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say now.
The funny thing is, this is actually the first show I didn't strip on stage or had basically in short shorts.
It's like, yeah, I know. Your costume change was sad. You know, just shirt over, shirt off. You know.
Yeah. I switched my pants. No, I switched my pants. I had jeans and I had regular.
Close attention, I guess. Like, how damn he's clothed again. Turn the light over on this side. Oh,
We're convincing him that he has to do Rocky. That'd be a show for you, Chris.
Rocky or
just generalized wherever he fits.
Well, wait a minute. Any one of the three characters in that, they're half naked. We're moving forward in the schedule.
Chris.
One of the things I talk about that's good about with seeing this production is if you're only familiar with the TV show, the TV show is basically the prequel to the stage production. Mm-hmm. The TV show on Logo, the series, ended with the death of Peggy, and this takes up the day or 3 days after Peggy's death. So if you haven't seen, if all you've seen is the TV show, you'll know the characters, but you're not going to know the storyline behind it. And some of it's kind of covered in there. A lot of the Thai stuff is, but a lot of the stuff is, if you have seen the TV show, you get a general idea of what's coming up on that. I'll tell you this, when the second half was a twist. between the psychiatric office and watching the Baptist preacher drinking a beer. I don't know if anyone else caught that, but I'm sitting there going, okay, this is a Baptist church.
Third Baptist church.
And character walks in with a bottle of beer and a cigarette, and then the preacher takes the bottle and takes a drink out of it. It's like, huh?
But then again, if you if you pay attention to enough there, you'll notice that the preacher was earlier in his underwear. So. And what? Makeup.
Uh-oh.
There's enough of a tease for you. So we just started production with this.
Mm-hmm.
This was night two, and it's running until April 19th.
Sadly.
What?
I'm playing.
Sadly it ends then.
Yeah, sadly it ends then.
Yeah,
yeah. You just have lots to say tonight, Link. What's up?
I said before that that I was a little hyper.
Oh.
I'm hungry too. Are we going to get food after this?
Food. Oh, I'm so hungry.
Who's paying though?
I'll take you to breakfast.
We didn't start till.
You walked into that one, Link.
I know a great little place not far from my house.
Yeah, but you said earlier you're not going to cook him breakfast.
I didn't say anything about cooking. I said I'd take him to breakfast.
Ah.
Is he blushing again?
Well, I was making a weird face. Not blushing, now.
I actually see dimples forming in a little. Just a little.
That must be a good
thing. What are you doing with your tongue?
What? I am not doing this at all. Ow.
I like it when they use their tongue.
You don't know what that kind of face looks like to the gay man in the room who saw you doing that.
Show me.
That's what that looks like.
Now you gotta do it again.
Show me, I didn't see it. I'm waiting.
You're out of luck.
We're not moving on until I see this face.
It's like the jogging scene in Greece. You missed your chance.
Dude,
he doesn't know me very well yet. If he thinks he's getting out of here, he's crazy.
There's only so much I can do, Link.
Oh, come on.
Welcome to Pick on a Straight Person Night. All right, so let's talk about where you can see all these people running around in their underwear and not running around in their underwear and gunfire and smoke. Where is Stage Door, Inc.?
You can only catch that in Pasadena, Texas, in the Pasadena Town Square Mall. We're locating space 284, right across from the children's play area.
Just follow the Dateline producers.
No, it's the ideal place to put a theater. There's tickets still available. You can call and make reservations. The number is 832-582-7606.
That's our marketing manager.
That's our marketing manager. That's right. If you want more events or discounts, promotions, you can text SDI Live to 66937. That's SDILIVE to 66937 and receive updates on the theater also. It's a new text messaging marketing ploy or system or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stage Door Inc. is a 501c3 organization. So, you can definitely, you know, they're always looking for contributions and such. You want to talk about these two events, this one and this one?
We actually have a children's workshop going on, starting right after the school lets out on the June 8th. Registration is now. If you register now, you can get $50 off up until May 17th, I believe. Mm-hmm. As for children from ages 5 to 17, and tuition is $350, and we're going to have production in Mulan, and kids are going to learn about all the production aspects of a show and kind of some acting skills and some singing skills and dancing, too. And we also are a big sponsor for the Strawberry Festival. We'll be there. That's May 15th to 17th, 2009, down in Pasadena. And the theme this year is Berries on the Bayou, so it'll be lots of fun. You can catch us there. We'll have puppets and things for the kids to do. Lots of fun.
On the summer program runs Monday through Thursday. The kids get dropped off at 10 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the afternoon, or the evening, really. It's an all-day camp for kids So for parents who can't necessarily afford to put them in daycare but want to keep them out of in front of the television or with the video games all summer, it's a way to keep them active all at the same time while also learning more about the arts. There is a extra fee if the parents need to drop the kids off early. The early they can drop them off is at 7:30 and then pick them up at 6. And that extra fee, or the total tuition for that, is $450.
Now, are they going to be putting on performances then afterwards?
Yes, they come in Monday through Thursday. The first half of the day, we do theater history, costuming, lighting, all aspects of theater, break for lunch, and then when we come back for lunch, we'll do theater games and rehearsals for their performance, and they will actually run a full weekend, which is, I can't remember the exact dates, July 16th, 17th, and 18th, and they will actually have a total of 8 performances in those 3 days.
Wow.
It gives you a good chance if you have some young ones out there who are interested in getting into theater or a kind of a drama camp in Pasadena.
Drama.
Well, like I said, we've often teased about, you know, what first brought y'all in here was the production of the Laramie Project. Mm-hmm. And the fact of coming on the air and saying the Laramie Project was being put on in a mall in Pasadena. And we were hooked because it's like, and I think like the first, you know, it was like the first question Jay Leno asked Hugh Grant, what in the hell were you thinking? but with coming back with all the productions that you've had so far and that looking to the future here, you've got You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown coming up running through May.
Secret Summer Show.
Yeah, well, that's what you're calling it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Secret Summer Show coming in mid-June to mid-July.
That'll be announced in May 3rd.
I was trying to read the other one here. Over the River and Through the Woods. Gee. Daria put a picture of lasagna on it. Like Mama used to make. That's July. July through August.
Next one, Patriot's Choice.
That's Little Shop of Horrors, September 11th through October 4th. You don't have Rocky in here yet.
Rocky is not part of the main season.
Oh, it's not part of the main season. That's an add-in. So, you know, definitely people looking forward to the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
I could see y'all running through in costume through the mall.
Huh?
Like believe it or not, the mall approached us when we said that we were doing Rocky to do a preview in the mall. And we're trying to figure out how we can edit down the costume to do a preview. And
ponchos.
Don't you mean like... don't you mean like edit up?
I
could see y'all doing the time warp down where you've got the Easter Bunny right now. Down by the food court, you've got the little water the fountains rabbit. Around there. I would have paid the admission just to sit on this. It's not fun with that. With Santa, when he sits on his lap, you know, you get to see his expression on the picture. The rabbit costume, you don't get to see it through that big mascot mask of his. I could see it. Oh, God, that's a scary thought.
Why?
Y'all doing the time warp down by the food. If you guys want to see the cop, and
I want to know who's doing Rocky.
Time warp. Go down to the food court.
Who's doing Rocky?
Not. No.
It hasn't been cast yet.
Not cast yet. No.
We're all pointing the link.
What?
No.
Can I cast a vote for that?
Rocky or Frank?
Can I cast a vote for that?
Frank is fully more close, so I'm gonna have to pick with him.
No. Are you familiar with the show?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Let's put it this way. You'll be wearing a similar outfit that GW was wearing tonight. GW was wearing. Except it would be black.
I'm okay with black. I look good in black.
The black bustier and fishnets.
What?
So you got a choice. You can either be running around the entire time in gold boxer shorts. Or spend part of your time wearing...
How about both?
How do you do both?
Yeah, that's going to be kind of weird.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'll figure it out.
I'm sure you will. Have fun, Link. You can do it.
We'll have practice at my place.
Oh. All right.
No, no one's going to help me out here.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's till the end of the... It's got 4 weeks, so let's try it this way. Get ready to answer phones in there. We hope. I've got...
As Jimmy gives a weird look over here. We'll let Jimmy answer the phone.
Oh, yeah, make Jimmy answer the... Remember, we don't let Grandpa answer the phones either.
You said push the buttons. You didn't say anything about phones.
You gotta push a button to answer the phone.
I can push the button for him.
I've got here two tickets to the Stage Door Inc. production of Sorted Lives to caller 3 at 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. Call now because we're not going to be begging you for money this week. We're 501c3 as well, so.
Can I call?
What's that number?
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. Come on, Sally. I know you're at least listening.
There's nothing happening over here.
Okay, Christine, call in and we'll play the song, play your request for music.
Oh, great. We're getting to that point. And the last Bond Drive, we were auctioning off one of the
volunteers.
Crew.
What?
Yeah, that didn't go over either.
Huh?
Okay.
Call in 713-526-5738 and find out who's wearing underwear in this play.
Or who's not?
Who's not?
Doctor Eve.
Why is there?
I was staring at
Doctor
Eve sat on the and there's like, oh, I was just acting, saying she's out there. All right, so Stage Door Inc. Sorted Lives running till April 19th. Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3 p.m. down at the Pasadena Town Square Mall. For more information, go to stagedoorinc.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? More plugs?
Mm-hmm. Only thing I would say is that we have auditions tomorrow and Monday for Your Good Man Charlie Brown.
So, if you're a bald-headed guy who likes to play with beagles.
Well, that just counted in most of Montrose.
Yeah, but I don't think you can do that kind of good man, Charlie Brown, on there.
Well, with the kind of twist we do on things, who knows? No, we're doing traditional Charlie Brown. This time.
Yeah, I do believe you'd have the ghost of Charles Schultz haunting you. You did what? Sally was never meant to get some from Linus.
We'll do Charlie Brown now, and then Dog Sees God later.
So, once again, we're going to go out now with a song that's not in the play production of it there, but it's one of our favorites from the movie soundtrack, Sharon Alexis, which if you watch the TV show, she plays the bisexual lover that Olivia John gets involved with. She's the one who sets fire to the trailer. Whatever character that is, because it's not in the playbill, I don't know it. So it's Please Don't Be Gay. Thank you all for coming up.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
Thank you.
So we'll play this, a couple of music, and then I guess we're bringing Judy in.
Mm-hmm.
Because the all couch right misses her.
That cursed DNA.
And we're back. Where's Jimmy? Jimmy! Who you got in there with you, Jimmy?
You're not a little bit early tonight.
Just a little bit, but oh well.
Because we started early tonight.
Way early tonight.
Way early tonight.
Who's in there with you now?
I have G-Cam with me tonight.
Yeah, G-Cam.
Representatives from G-Cam. I have the ambassador.
Hello.
/ secretary of G-Cam, Mark Valadez, and treasurer and curator of G-Cam, Judy Reeves.
Hello.
I'm just a member.
Oh, shut up. And a founder.
You're more than that. From what I understand, you do more than just being a member.
Thank you very much. Yeah, well. He listens.
Yeah. Well, I've been around Jimmy for how long now?
Oh, gosh.
Too long, I have, yeah. Obviously.
21 years.
Wow. I haven't been around him that long.
I have. So, it's been an exciting run.
That's almost as old as I am.
You know, you can be replaced, because when you become a grease spot on the carpet in here, we won't have you to do anything.
Yeah, but remember, I do have a 2-year term.
Yes.
Not if I kill you.
That purple crystal will not protect you from...
I'm being nice to Mark tonight, because I'm borrowing his pickup truck tomorrow.
Yes. Oh.
Sheetrock.
What?
Green sheetrock.
Sheetrock.
He has a green pickup truck. Green, yes. That's for plumbing areas, bathrooms and...
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
For moisture.
I ate my house, and I'm now putting it back together so I can get off Jimmy's couch.
Wait, I'm confused. Yeah. I thought you were getting Bruce's.
Have you seen Bruce's truck, and have you seen Mark's truck?
It's small, and I've got a big Butch truck.
We can put Bruce's truck in the back of Mark's truck. As much as I appreciate Bruce loaning it to me, it will do its thing tomorrow, but the sheetrock and lumber are going into Mark's truck.
Okay.
And remember, my parents are lesbians, so they have the big truck.
Okay.
Yeah, Butch bitch. The Butch, yeah.
Butch bitches?
No, Butch lesbian.
Really? Mother,
that's
I'm sorry.
No. I met your mother. She's very sweet. Anyway. G-Cam. No. I could talk about sheetrock all night.
Yeah, no.
That's Let's not right. go there.
One of the things that is happening, as y'all have heard, April the 19th at 3 p.m. at EJ's is our show. It is Bring Your Dreams to World of Fantasy, which is a Disney-themed show. We would prefer that our
entertainers
do some kind of Disney theme.
Yeah. And there's a lot of us that have Disney music and that kind of music, so if anybody wants to contact us,
and do you know
we'll be
what?
Happy to furnish it.
Yes.
What?
Something that Chris brought up. Because the Disney Corporation bought Jim Henson's business.
Well, there you go.
So things like Rainbow Connection.
That's my song.
It's technically now a Disney tune.
Wow. Yeah, be careful. I'll be singing that.
So I could do the Muppets too. That's Disney.
Yeah, they're Disney. Yes.
I'll be Miss Piggy.
Okay. And I'll do the Rainbow song.
And I'll just be me.
And what
That's
day
Disney enough.
Yeah, hello. Our own little fairy here.
Yeah.
And what day of the week is this on?
This is on a Sunday.
Sunday.
See, we have to get Jimmy in there somehow.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and it's on EJ's patio right now. The weather is beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Gorgeous. It's not going to be too hot by then.
No, it won't. It'll be fabulous.
So if there are any entertainers, performers, dancers, singers, anything else, you're more than welcome to contact me, which Mark Valadez. I'm, of course, the ambassador at either ambassador@gcam.org or secretary@gcam.org. Or
they can contact me as treasurer@gcam.org or curator@gcam.org. It's real
or
simple.
Or judy@jimmyscouch.org.
Or Jimmy, yes, judy@jimmyscouch. But if I'm not there, though, the pussy will answer the phone, so we're in trouble. Just don't do that. I had to do it. Okay.
Thank
I win
you.
The dare, Chris. Okay.
We got Chris's line in there for him.
Yes.
Or you can call her at 713-522-5785.
You haven't been able to call me there for 6 months. That's the house that Ike ate.
Oh.
832-722-5785.
Between noon and midnight.
Noon and midnight. Ooh, bless you, yes, darling. Bless yes, you. Yes.
I remember the announcement.
Of course,
yeah.
You can call
her
now for hours. She'll be up.
Oh, yeah. You can say, yeah. Yeah. Well, see, I said midnight because people think it's weird if you say noon to 5 a.m.
Yes.
They think you got it backwards. Yeah. You know, it's like, no, midnight.
Noon to midnight.
Besides, I think devoting, you know, 12 hours a day to GKM is sufficient. From midnight to 5 a.m., I should be able to veg out and eat potato chips.
There you go.
Okay.
And what do you do the rest of the time?
Hang sheetrock.
That's right.
Sand floors, lay floors.
Working
hey, I'm
in
getting
the house.
Good at this.
Yeah.
The only thing I can't do right now is the outside siding, but I'm working on it.
So if you need your floors done, call Judy.
Call Judy.
Well, I live in an apartment, so.
Never mind. I don't do apartments.
Call your
I don't do windows.
Call your
either.
Insurance.
I can't afford to do the windows, but that's okay.
Mm.
But it's, no, it's wonderful. And the beautiful part about all this, I have to tell my little story, too.
Okay.
After, 17 or 18 carloads, and that would be a Ford Explorer carloads of things taken over
what
to...
What model year?
05.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not selling it. I'm just talking about it. No. After 17 or 18...
I can make you an offer.
Okay, let's talk. Full loads have all gone over to GKM out of my house.
Yeah.
My house, with the exception of one box and three high heels.
Is three.
Three, yes.
And she's not talking pair.
No, I'm talking... two match...
Single shoes?
Yeah, no, one pair, one shoe. Well, one is an historic shoe. It's like a size 12 stiletto. Black patent leather, and I mean, when I say
wow.
Stiletto, we're talking 7 inches here.
Yeah, someone I know. I've seen them.
Size 12 foot is that's asking a lot out of
Marsha McGill.
Mm. Yeah, well, wow, she's a 12. I knew some drag queens back in Florida that could wear those.
There you go. So, with the exception of the one box and the three shoes, my house is GKM free, and that's a first in 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited. Of course, my house is furniture free, clothing free, cat free, me free. Oh, and actually kitchen cabinets free and floor free. So,
in other words, there's nothing in it at all.
It's really, it's beyond naked.
Lots of tools. Yeah, and it's sheetrock free, only we've put some sheetrock in already.
Yeah.
So it's 2.5 rooms, got sheetrock in it. So I'm excited.
There you go.
So the stuff that came out of your house that went into the multicultural, GLBT Multicultural Center, which is where we are housing our... articles, items, pictures.
Have our exhibit.
Artwork, exhibits, which is right now our temporary home, which we are, you know, of course, looking for a permanent place.
Always looking for a permanent
Always,
place.
Always, yes.
To put, so, I don't know, 40, 50,000 items in.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
That's not all
probably
paper.
Might always keep that office there in the cultural center.
Oh, I love that location.
Yeah, it's a great location.
It is.
Great
location. It is.
And
besides, the Earthquake closet is there.
That's right. Let's see. Earthquake Tony Wadford Queen Kong Perpetual Closet for Desperate Drag Queens is located at 401 Brainerd in the Multicultural Center in the GKM office.
Can you say that 5 times real fast?
No.
I barely got it out once, honey. I've had 2 hours sleep and no coffee. Hello.
So if you need drag.
Wigs. Pantyhose.
We only have one pair of pantyhose.
Shoes, accessories, jewelry.
Call Judy.
That's it.
Curator at gcam.org.
We've got it all there.
That's right. And it's basically, it is a free lending closet. What we do is ask that you return the items in. At least the same condition they were in when you borrowed them, and if the dress or whatever needs to be cleaned, that you have it cleaned, bring it back to us in good condition so that we can loan it again. But there is no charge for this, and we're pretty much a 24/7 operation.
Yeah.
We have been for 9 years. So
if you can't get us between noon and midnight,
that's right. One of the first tours that we ever did in the original museum space, we did at like 3:30 in the morning. We did. It was really great. It was wonderful. But we're pretty much 24/7. I mean, once I'm back in the Heights, it might change a little bit. But not totally, because...
Being that the chair and ambassador live 2 minutes away from there.
Yeah,
but the chair, he's really a funny person. He likes to sleep once in a while. I've noticed that. I didn't say over, you know, a long extended periods of time, but he does like to sleep occationally.
Yes, I'll agree with
that. But that's okay. So we're doing the show on the 19th. I'm sorry, I digress.
It's okay.
Yeah, no. Yes.
Disney
music. It's a much-needed fundraiser.
Why are there?
Yes.
Yes. As our chair pointed out, that, you know, we have to have a fundraiser for this. We have to have a fundraiser for the storage. We have to have a fundraiser for the rent. And, you know,
And speaking of fundraisers.
Yes.
I would like to take just a moment out. Jimmy and I attended, Jimmy and Mark and I attended a fundraiser that ICOH through, or Orland Culliver and,
yes.
and
oh, yes.
Bill McCarthy did through ICOH last weekend, raised $425.
Yes, we were very, very
and
happy.
And it was a fun show. It was yes. a quick
fabulous.
Show. It was really wonderful live, you know, and lip sync entertainment. Really moved fast. Everything was just up, and it was just so much fun. We were
fun.
Home in 2 hours. It was like done.
It was
like,
great.
Okay, we're over it now.
It was great.
And so we want to thank Orland and Bill for that, and ICOH for letting them do it.
And all of the performers.
All the performers. Wonderful
yes,
performers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Back to actually, with the topic of us having to do fundraisers for, to help us for everything. Just a little side note. We are somewhat looking for or interested in finding a...
Grant writer
mm-hmm. To help out. You know, of course, we are a 501c3 charity, which means that we are volunteer work. None of us get paid for our fabulous services.
We're a nonprofit.
Yes. So, you know, if anybody is interested in helping us out, that would be a great, great help.
And because we are a 501c3, there's other ways you can help, and that would be financial.
Yes.
And that means, because we are 501c3, that means that every penny you give to us is tax deductible.
That's right. And Craig set up a really neat thing when he first took over his chair. Thank you, Craig. he set up this like perpetual thing where you can go in and do different amounts. But what he asked people to do to help us maintain our collections and maintain our office at the cultural center was to go in and pledge $40 a month.
Mm-hmm.
To our PayPal account. You can do that through our website, gcam.org, and it doesn't have to be $40. That's what we all started, and that we've had several people who did that. But if we had 10 people who did that, that would cover our rent at the Cultural Center.
Yes.
If we had 10 more people who did that, that would cover our rent in 8 storage rooms.
Yes.
Where we have some 50,000 items that are not there for you to see, not there for you to do any research with, not there for you to take any pictures of, but is there being preserved and taken care of so that when we do have a space to show it off and to let you do your research and get your education with, it will still be something that's been saved. We've had this for 9 years now. Almost, this we're in our 10th year right now.
Mm-hmm.
And hi, darling. And, so that's the other thing, too, is people would go, you can just make monthly payments. It's automatic deduction from your credit card or your bank account, whichever way you want to set it up. And then you can just forget about it.
Yeah.
Take it out of your checkbook every mm-hmm. month and be done. And it's wonderful. I really appreciate everyone who does that every month. I do it every month.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, me too.
Yeah, so do you.
I try to, with the economy now and,
I know.
Well, and that's the other thing. That's what I said. It doesn't have to be $40.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a blue moon, you get a bonus at work. Split it with us. We'll take it. I'm not proud. Somebody we know and love collects pennies and
yes.
gives GCAM pennies.
Yep. That's
and
right.
You know what? They go into our bank account just like any other penny.
Yep.
Any other dollar, any other check. It's really wonderful. Hi, Chris.
Why is he smiling strangely?
I don't know.
She's thinking about not being proud.
I don't know, but you should be worried.
I'm proud. Down, girl. We've already talked about the pet. Go away.
Yes.
Anyway, so the other thing they can do, too, is if they aren't in a position where they can pledge PayPal every month or mm-hmm. send us an occasional check or whatever, they can volunteer their time.
Yes.
Or we have several people who have made arrangements to leave GCAM a little something. First of all, their collections, but second of all, also some money
in their
wills,
mm-hmm.
in their estate. So...
And that's also a topic that I would like to get into. a lot of our history stuff is stuff from the past, but a lot of young
people, younger generations, don't know that our history, which is yesterday, will be history in 10 years, 15 years.
Oh, yes.
So
things that happen right now.
White parties. Yeah, white parties. Anything that, you know, bunnies do that younger generations attend. You know, if you have a copy, if you get two copies, whatever, magazines, clippings, anything, call us. You know, we'll find it, because in 10 years, that's our history.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, history is anything.
It's amazing. Ever since I've been a part of the museum, I find myself, when I go to events, I'm picking up pamphlets and brochures and playbooks and posters, anything.
Oh yeah,
you know, because it becomes event history. History.
People ask, always like, well, why do you want this? It's just a poster for my show. It's like, yeah, but what did GCAM do in 2001?
I wasn't here
as
by
Jimmy
then.
And Jimmy looks blank.
Yeah,
I wasn't here by then.
What is the big thing we did, talking about history? We collected items for 4 months.
Yes.
And we put them in a time capsule.
Yes,
which will be
that.
Opened in 2026.
Yes.
So,
wow.
You know, and people are like, well, what are you putting the newspaper in there for?
And
because
yes,
that headline was very pertinent to the GLBC community that day. It just so happened. And it's like, because it's going to be real important in 25 years.
I remember that
it was not historical then.
For that time capsule, I went to the gay and lesbian community center.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And I picked up a pamphlet and brochure of everything they had in the place.
I remember you hurt your back carrying all that.
Yes. And we you know, we put that there in the time capsule.
And some of those organizations, those cards and things you picked up, they don't exist already. They're gone.
That's right.
Oh, that's amazing.
Or it just lets people know what was available in 2001.
Then,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Paul.
Hi, Paul.
This is Paul, and the number of clubs that I've taken pictures of that came and went.
Yeah.
That have changed names repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
Burned down.
Oops. And it's constantly changing.
That's right. Every day.
And I have people coming up and asking, do you remember? Do you still have the pictures from?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Sure. So, yeah, it's all out there, guys, and the only people who can say that is us. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean us, GCAM. I mean us, this community.
Just tonight, I ran into a gentleman asking me if I still remember the little pit at Heaven.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Because his coming out was starting just a little bit before that.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Wasn't Heaven was the old
South Beach.
Yeah, the old South Beach, way back when, which we actually have a picture. Sorry.
To us.
Sorry.
Paul,
I'm sorry.
It's like
I didn't mean to.
I get this a lot, Paul.
To someone who's 24 years old, it's like a whole generation.
Yes, we have that picture.
We have the picture of the where they were putting the sign up.
No, the black and white. Yes, it's a picture of them building their float for the Pride Parade 1 year.
Wow.
And we don't know what year that was. But it's a fabulous picture.
It's
exactly.
That's the only reason why I know of Heaven.
That's right.
And my mother.
See?
That and the big poster we have that says Heaven on it.
See?
We have posters. Oh, wait. Have you been up to the Cultural Center, Paul, to see what
No, I've got to rearrange my... Now, Jungle Weekend, Easter Weekend,
yes.
Jungle and Bunny, I'm taking a room and I'm staying in town that entire weekend.
Well,
so
you go, girl.
If you want to get
like
any sleep at all, that's what you've got to do.
Yes.
Well, like you'd have time to look at the Cultural Center then. Or
well, I'm going to take some time Saturday.
Good.
You got our number.
Good.
You got our number.
Yeah.
Great. Love to take you through it.
Besides, you know, I've still got all those pictures I'm organizing so I can give you 10 years worth of pictures. You're talking about 10 years.
I'm ready. Wow. I know, decade of our history. Wow, what a deal. Okay, whenever you're ready, I'm ready. But no, seriously, whatever time of the day or evening you're available, give us a call, and we'll meet you up there.
Anybody.
The thing about the Cultural Center is, yeah, it's kind of closed, and it's not closed. You have to be up there with someone,
mm-hmm.
either from the Montrose Counseling Center or from GCAM or whatever to get up to see the exhibit. So it's not totally open, but it's very safe.
Yes.
You know, it's very safe up there.
Yes.
I feel very comfortable. And we do have access to it 24/7. So, you know, that's a wonderful thing. But they have 4,000 square feet of wall space up there on that floor that they had nothing to do with, and
they said, what they were going to do.
Do you think you can fill up our walls for us? And we're very grateful and happy to do that for them.
Yes.
So.
And we're still doing it.
And we're still doing it.
Well, I've got to reclaim pictures from the first two calendars I put out to make sure they get over to you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So.
On the note of the wall space, are we still doing donations for our fabulous Shadow Box project?
Yes, we have a Shadow Box project going on. It's going to be...
an entire wall.
It's kind of like, it's going to be a big wall. It's going to be kind of like a 2x2 or 2x4 cabinet side by side. And what we're planning to do with that is, being curator, I get to say all this, what we're planning to do with that is there'll be cabinets that are accessible to us. We'll have them locked. And we'll keep current things going in there. So if you wonder what's going on sometime in the next 30 days or so, if they've gotten a poster to us, and it's going to be up in those cabinets. And so that'll be changing constantly. A lot of the exhibit on the walls is going to change slowly. It'll revolve and so on. But this will be changing all the time.
I think I have a stack of old TXT magazines.
There you go.
Sitting.
Wow.
There you go. See?
But I do have all the pictures that I sent in to TXT and QT magazines.
Okay, sounds good to me. Yes, see, that's how it happens.
That's exactly how it happens.
Oh, and I have to say this one little thing. Guys and gals out there who are listening, we also collect old and new porn.
Yes, we do.
We have to be very careful with it. We follow the law to the very letter. I mean, that is... As curator, I've slapped many a hand. But we do collect it, and we will show it. You know, if someone comes in there doing research or wants to, you know, it's locked up, it stays locked up, but it is accessible to some degree. We don't have a lot of accessible right now, but when we had a space, it was more accessible.
Yeah.
But, you know, we card you. You know, it stays locked.
When we first started this museum project, it was important for me to have an erotica room because erotica has been very important to gay and lesbian people. And I think especially gay men. And it's amazing how it has changed over the years. What we called porn back in the 50s and the 60s.
Like those five boxes that were in the back of my car last week.
So tame today.
Actually, what it was is the swimsuit issue. Of,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, what
1950s porn. I'm like,
what was porn?
Oh, I know that bathing suit.
Back in the 50s is now a commercial on TV.
Yeah.
You know, just
not
pick
even.
One.
With the little boy shorts.
Yeah. It's
some skimpier stuff on game shows.
Yeah.
You know? It's true. But we do collect porn, and that is something that's important to remind people that we do, because I threw away all my porn magazines. Yeah. You can have this book.
And
the book is great, but we want the other as
well. We've got early tapes. We've got early magazines. We've got original artwork.
We had the videotape of the Pride parade that had the elephant in it.
I'm just talking about the porn.
I know. I'm changing the subject. I didn't want to get off on the subject. I just wanted to let people, so to speak. I just wanted to let people know that we collect it.
Yes.
We are, I think, actually, we're the only people who do actually collect it.
And
so.
we bring that up for a very good reason, because not more than once, more than twice, more than I think I have fingers, I've heard people say, oh, it was just porn. I threw it away. I didn't think you collected that.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. In fact, we get some very important stuff in recently, and it's nudist magazines from the 50s and the 60s.
Wow, they were amazing.
And that was the point.
And that was amazing to look at.
Heck, I sat and looked at those. Mm-hmm. You know.
I mean, just like you were saying, Jimmy, from back then, what y'all considered porn to what this generation considers porn is completely different.
Oh, yeah.
And it really is, because, I mean, literally I have to go through and weed through those magazines as well, because some of that will not be on display, so to speak. We will keep it.
Yeah.
And in research respects, I'm not sure. I have to research the law on it, because the nudists did not have age limitations.
That's right.
We've got many, many young boys in these magazines, and we can't just let somebody come in and you know, run through those. So I have to check out, once we open the room again, I'll have to check out the law and see where that goes.
And the law has been constantly changing.
It changes daily. Yeah, that's why I don't keep up with it, because right now we don't have that room set up, so there's really no point in filling my little bitty brain on a daily basis. But, yeah, that's an interesting aspect, though.
You were, to change the subject, not really, but yes. You had mentioned about Pride Parade. I would actually like to thank the voters that actually nominated and voted for GCAM as Gay Pride
organization.
Inward. Marshall. There we go.
Marshall.
Yes.
With one L.
Grand Marshall. Grand Marshall.
Yeah, that was very, you know, anyone and everyone who voted for us or thought about voting for us or told their friends.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
It was a tough competition.
It really was.
As a matter of fact, because Legacy Community Health Services, who won, was a nominee. GCAM was a nominee. And the Houston Area Bears was a nominee. And
one winner.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting thing to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to be a part of.
The party. Yeah.
Yes. There was a lot of people there.
So, unfortunately, I wasn't one of them this time, but I have been in years past, many times.
Well, hopefully you'll be there next year, you know, just
right.
in case if they do.
Well, whether they do
again.
Or not.
Yes.
I do kind of wish they'd bring it back to the Montrose, though, because I don't do the downtown theater district very well. But that's another story entirely.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
We talked about that in the first hour of the show.
Well, I'm driving Bruce's truck right now, and if it's not in Spanish, I can't hear it on the radio. I tried. I swear I tried. I could not find a station that spoke English. But that's okay.
Hit FM.
That's okay. I mean, it is FM. Okay. I do believe it's time to say goodbye. Do you not?
Thank you, Mr. Bell.
I digress.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. But, no. Everybody, come out to EJ's on the 19th at 3 o'clock for our show on the patio. It's going to be fabulous. Disney songs until you need an insulin shot.
Yes.
Disney songs till you puke.
Yes.
We're going to have a great lineup. Anybody who wants to perform in it, please contact either Mark or myself, and you can go to our website to do that. It's going to be really exciting. The poster is beautiful.
Do we have anyone lined up yet as performers?
Oh, my God. This man has people lined up until tomorrow.
It's another March on Washington.
It really is. It's going to be fabulous. A cast of thousands.
Just a few heads up, you know, Kimberly
O'Neill.
Yeah.
I actually have two special guests. One is a family member, and the other is another twin. You know, and my alter ego might come out. You know, she never knows.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know with
Gingivitis.
Her. Gingivitis. Ms. Gingivitis, yes. Christopher Prado. My other half.
Whatever Ginger does is going to be nasty.
Oh, yes.
My other
A nasty Disney.
That'll be interesting.
X-rated Disney.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yes. Anyway, yeah.
Yes, well, we have a lot of very entertaining entertainers.
Good.
That's right.
Glad to hear it.
But always room for more. People want to call us and get
Please.
On the lineup.
April the 19th, 3 p.m., EJ's.
And if you don't want to perform, come watch us. If you can't afford the tip, come watch us and clap and scream.
Yeah. If not, send us a check in the mail.
Come, you know.
There we
just go. Be supportive of our history.
Yes.
Okay.
And all right. Thank you so much, Mark. This is Mark's first night to really do this as ambassador.
Yes.
Hey, there you go.
So.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Thank you, Wes,
for
helping us.
Always. Of course, we know where you reside at the moment, so it's easy to find you.
That's right. But see, I'm only a part-time capture right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to waste a little bit of time here.
Oh, are we? Well, hell, I've just
we
slowed down because I thought we had to go.
We can keep talking if you want.
Well, we got about a minute and a half here.
What can we do in a minute and a half?
A lot.
A lot of
I know
damage.
What Jimmy can do.
A lot. And I don't even want to go there. Hello.
It would appear
yes,
that,
Paul, you were saying?
We talked about how you're
segment.
Set up to handle CDs.
Yeah, we got that
coming
a
in.
A little bit.
Not just print media.
That's right.
That's very true. We're equipped to handle all kinds of things. CDs, VHS tapes.
Yes.
Paul is like one of these nuclear... If it's been on the market for 5 minutes, I already own it kind of people when it comes to, you know, pictures and CDs.
Oh, so we get his hand-me-downs.
Like yeah, so we get his hand-me-downs. It's really fabulous. Of course, he sits there and he talks to me for, he's like, well, we got this VKG and this R12 and this far, it's like, Hello? Does it
Judy's
can
like,
I just plug it in?
Judy's like, English, please.
Yeah. It's like, Paul, you left me when you told me what the name of it was. But you know what? It's really great because we do have people, such as Bruce, who know these things. Mm-hmm. You know, and these. I have a negative scanner. It's like, okay. Why would I want to scan in that? Well, now I know, but I didn't then, you know. But Paul is just like, I just never know what's going to come out of his little mouth. He's so wonderful. He's also our penny collector.
Yeah.
There you go.
But, oh, and check collector. Thank you, Paul.
Yes.
Yay. That's a lot of pennies, by
That's
the way.
That's a lot of pennies,
that is
yes.
A lot of pennies.
This is paper pennies he gave me tonight.
Hey. Paper pennies?
Paper pennies, yeah.
Yay.
Pretty decorative paper pennies. Let's see. What is that? Oh, it's bears. Ooh. Oh, never mind.
Okay.
No, real bears in the trees.
Gotcha.
Kind of bears.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
All right. You're listening to After Hours on KPFT Houston 90.1 and in Galveston 89.5, and as always on the World Wide Web at www.kpft.org. And we're going to go ahead and listen to a little bit of Pet Shop Boys. So thank you, Judy.
This is for Christine.
Thank you.
Yeah, for Christine. Have a great night, Judy.
You too. Bye.
listening to Tea Talk. For those of you who were listening when we first started, that was our old opening. One of the transgender musicians actually commissioned, or, well, made that piece for us. And I just saw her the other day and when I was driving. And so that was in honor of Evie. Thank you so much, Evie, for doing that. We're also in the process of looking for new music for Tea Talk. We're kind of going through some changes here. Those of you who know Melanie, she is going to no longer be with us. Melanie has actually got a job, and she is not able to be here in the time frame. She's doing security, and it's a security gig that she's got, and so we're going to actually be having another host sit in with us. For those of you who tuned in last month, Ashley and Dana are potentially two hosts, and tonight we have with us the lovely, the fabulous, the legally minded LSR. Say hello, Ellie.
Oh, hello, everyone. Hey, darling.
Hey. Well, this evening we have not a lot on the agenda. I was going to talk a little bit about Transgendered Lobby Day, or Texas Equality Texas Lobby Day. And the Transgendered Lobby Day, originally it was a separate Transgendered Lobby Day, but it kind of got shifted into Equality Texas, and I was lucky enough to go and participate this year for the first time. And for those of you who don't know, our legislature meets every 2 years in Austin. Mm-hmm. And a lot of legislatures meet annually, but our legislature meets every 2 years, so it's even more important because they won't meet again for another 2 years. And
do you know what the historical significance is of that?
Actually, as a history major, I do know the historical significance. Texas, historically, is not really big on government, and so they wanted to limit the change and the power of the legislature, so they decided to limit it to every 2 years rather than every year.
The exact quote to that is, you know, it's enough, it gives them just enough time to get the work done without giving those rascals any time to mess anything up.
Yeah. And the process is pretty interesting, but when we got there, actually I rode with another guy, one of the FTM guys, who is really, really cool. He's also one of the new lobbyists, and it was both of our first times going to Lobby Day. And it was rather interesting. We drove down late the night before, got a hotel room, and we got up early in the morning and went to the church that was across from the state house where we registered. And as a lobbyist, you typically want to register so that people know that you're there. And if you're with a group, it tends to be more effective. And so we lobbied, we ate breakfast, and they kind of talked to us about the bills that were up. And one of the things that is important for us as transgender people that they were lobbying for is gender marker and name changes. For those of you who don't know, that is a really kind of a difficult process here in the state of Texas. And you can petition the court, and they have the ability to deny you pretty much on any kind of grounds and make it a really big hassle. I had my name and gender marker changed in Indiana when I lived there, but for those people who live here and who are trying to get that done, it's a really long and arduous process.
It's more annoying than arduous. It's just, if you can't afford legal representation, you know, it makes a usually a really simple thing that most people can do on their own into a soul-crushing and almost nigh impossible task to some. But, you know, that's just the way it is in Texas, unfortunately. And because of the way the Littleton decision came down, your gender marker change isn't binding for things like marriage. So,
well, the legislation that is up is dealing with making it easier and less of a hassle. Also, they have a hate crimes bill that people really haven't focused on or reported on, and with the hate crimes, they're really underreported, and so they're looking to try to get that looked into. Why is it being underreported? Why is it not working the way that the crafters of the law intended? And so that's important. Also, the anti-harassment law, which is something near and dear to my heart. I was harassed quite a bit by my teachers when I was in school, and they are pushing and probably will get it through, the anti-harassment, anti-gay, anti-transgendered harassment, and that is something hopefully that we'll get through. But part of the process is going and talking to your representatives in Austin who are in charge of this, telling them how these issues affect your life, and to really let them meet you face to face. And luckily, all of my representatives are very gay friendly and transgender friendly. They had them color-coded with red, green, or yellow, and all mine were green, which meant that they were pretty pro-gay and pro-trans. So I didn't really have a problem with any of my representatives, but it was a pretty interesting experience. And I think that if any of you are interested, even in just checking into that lobbying, you can go to the Equality Texas website. I'm actually going there right now, and you can register. It's www.equalitytexas.org, and it's a lobbying group, but they keep you posted on all of the legislation that is affecting people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgendered. And they kind of promote that kind of stuff here in Texas, and it's going to be a good year. There's a lot of exciting things going on. And we actually had people, like legislators, that were talking to us and encouraging us. So I think that's good. They had over 400 people. I was told it was over 500 people, but over 400 people. And they say that each person that shows up is counted as 10,000 people. Representative at the State House. So that's amazing. Also, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the Transgender Center and how that is kind of shaping up here in Houston. The Transgender Center, it is one of the first transgender centers in the country, which is really, really important. But it's going through some changes. And
they've got a Facebook site now.
They have a Facebook site?
And they're sending out invites to the Friday meetings, which is, of course, this Friday, April 4th.
Well, once a month, they are doing Friday gatherings or socials. and they have it catered, and you can come and socialize, kind of network,
ask questions, figure out how to get that name changed on, you know, or just discuss, you know, discuss politics, you know, video games or whatever makes your little gender variant heart sing.
Did you get an invitation to the Friday Night Social?
Yes, I did.
I'm looking at that. I didn't.
You didn't get an invite?
Well, I did get an invite, but I don't know. If you search on Facebook,
The Transgender Foundation for America?
Yes. You can get linked up to their website. Also, for those of you who need to know the address, it's 713 Fargo in Houston, Texas. And that social night that Ellie was talking about is April 3rd from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock.
Oh, and April 3rd?
Yes.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Which is next Friday.
Yes. So Friday
yes.
is?
Next Friday. And you can search on Facebook, add the TG Center as a friend if you would like, and get more information. Or you can always go to the transgender website, Transgender Center website, which is www.tgctr.org. They've got all different kinds of tidbits, and they can get you hooked up with the people that you need to. The phone number there, if you need to call someone, 713-520-8586. And it's good. They've got support groups. They've got educational groups. They've got all different kinds of services they can get you linked up to.
And it beats most bars.
It's a pretty place. They've got lots of nice artifacts. Part of the thing that I like most about the TG Center is the historical artifacts. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later on, about the history of the transgendered movement. And we were going to talk about feminism, and that's part of the transgendered movement, and how when transgender people were starting to look for their rights, it was kind of linked with feminism. So it's kind of an interesting subject, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. April, one of my feminist friends, was not able to be here. She got the dates mixed up, but hopefully she will be able to be on the next show. And we're going to go to a cute song, a song that is pretty cool. I remember it from when I was younger, and I know that most of you have probably heard this. It's from the soundtrack of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I know that every Halloween they play it here on the show, for the Halloween show, but it's one of my favorites, and hopefully you will sing along. This is Sweet Transvestite from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
How do you do, I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candyman. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite. I'm transsexual, Transylvania. Let me show you around and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car.
We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat world. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
All right. That was Sweet Transvestite by his truly, from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Dr. Frankenfurter. That was one of the first transgendered-friendly songs that I heard, although it does have kind of a twist to it. But it's really cool. And I remember in high school going to the Rocky Horror Picture Show and seeing it actually being acted out, and that was when I was first starting my gender identity expression adventure. But it takes me back to the beginning of Melissa. How you doing over there, Ellie?
I'm doing good. Honestly, I have never actually sat down and watched the entire show. I mean, every time it's like I catch the end of it, and I know it's like we're gonna get so much hate for this probably, right?
Have you ever seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show live?
Never.
Wow, we have a virgin that we are going to have to take to see. That's great.
Shush.
Yes. You're listening to Tea Talk. This is Melissa and Ellie, and this is the Transgender Radio Show. For those of you who don't know what transgendered is, it is anything outside of the norm as far as male or female. When you were born, you have a gender identity, and some people, they vary from that, and I was born male, and when I was a teenager, I decided to change my gender, if you will, and started living as a girl, and have undergone several different steps to become a girl. And this is all about transgendered. We're kind of going through some changes here on Tea Talk. Melanie, the old co-host, is not going to be here for those of you. So if you want to send your wishes, you can call, or you can always email the radio station at 713-526-KPFT. And I'm sure she's out there listening.
Do you want to hear something really sad? This makes me the butchest woman on this show. People, we are dying here. We have no one to do any heavy lifting anymore. This is it's crazy train.
Well, Melanie was butch, but she was what you would call a transgendered lesbian. But she wasn't always butch.
But she was always awesome.
Yes, she was always awesome. So this is in memory of Mel. And we thank you so much, Melanie. Also, if you have any questions about transgendered individuals, feel free to call 713-526-KPFT. I am open to questions. My life is an open book. We're going to be covering some news, transgendered news, in the
news.
In the news, there was a transgendered murder in Istanbul. Always fun, you know.
But sadly, never shocking.
Well, the thing is we have a DOR, a Day of Remembrance, for all those people who are killed. Hey, come on in. Okay, well, how you doing, my co-tattooed buddy? We're talking about the Day of Remembrance and a gal that was murdered in Turkey. Do you remember the Day of the Remembrance show?
Yeah, I do.
And
I remember you had that little pamphlet you gave me.
Yeah. It's sad. And this person is we're gonna memorialize her on the DOR, I'm sure. But it deals with the shocking realization that transgender people are murdered all the time and in a lot of horrific ways. And this person was killed following an argument in her home, and she had filed a complaint about someone harassing her, but the police didn't do anything about it and didn't follow up with the information, and they found her dead. Which was really sad.
I bet they were upset about that. You know, unfortunately, police in many countries just don't enforce the law for people who are different. So, unless you got a chieftain's favor, or you know, there's a strong political pressure to do otherwise. You know, no one really wants to
deal with it.
Yeah. Because honestly, there's no consequence for them letting a person die, unfortunately.
Until we start fighting back.
Mm-hmm. No, that just gives them more incentive to crack down, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know. As a gun owner and you know, I think that it's important to protect yourself and the people that you love.
You make the NRA proud, baby.
That's right. And, you know, being a transgender person, I feel like I'm kind of at a disadvantage. You know, I think that people who want to target me may think that I may be an easy target, and just so that they know. I'm not, and I've got a good aim, so...
With a shotgun, you don't really need that good aim.
Well, I haven't got a 12-gauge yet. My girlfriend, she's kind of nervous about so many guns in the house, but I do have three so far. Two 9mm and a 38 revolver.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm a pretty good shot. But, the reason that I got the guns, though, is because this is kind of off the subject, but I work in Tomball, and one of my salons is located where one of the girls was killed. She was abducted from the Coles right there at Spring Cypress in 249. And so that really kind of scared me because she was abducted. Now, granted, it was someone she knew, but it's getting crazy out there.
Did they ever catch that guy?
They did catch the guy. They went to school together, but...
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that one, yeah.
It was really kind of crazy. They came and they put her picture up in the window, and then a few days later, they said that they'd found her body. And
Was like, that the one where they were all like, they said she was a hooker or something?
No, she wasn't a hooker. She was a Hispanic girl. And the guy in his neighborhood, everyone was like, oh, he's such a nice guy. You know, it's always the ones that, you know, seem nice and quiet. And he abducted her right across the street from my work. So I'm not a punk. I'm not going down like that. So,
So I guess it's a concealed handgun license you have.
No, actually, I don't have a concealed handgun license.
Not yet.
Yes. In the state of Texas, yet. Yes, that's right. But you are allowed to carry your weapon in your car, your vehicle, and as long as it's not out in the public view. Mm-hmm. And so I take advantage of that. And okay. I keep it with me going to and from work and to and from where I go. And
baby, why haven't you joined the Pink Pistols yet?
Well, I'm planning on that. But, you know, until then, basically I'm in college and I work a lot. But I think it's important for transgender people, especially because a lot of times people are put out in the forefront. If you're not passable, or if people know, or you put yourself out there, I'm out at school, and I'm not afraid to tell people that I'm transgendered. Mm-hmm. And so that puts me out there as kind of like a target. Somebody wants to target me. And as I said, I'm not a punk. and I would never want to shoot someone. Don't think that it's like that, but I believe in my right to defend myself and protect myself and the people that I love. So
that's I think we're almost going down the wrong political slant for this station.
Yes, actually I was just reading that the founder was a pacifist. So, but he also wanted to establish a open and liberal media. So I think that along those lines, I am entitled to my own gun-toting
No, we don't.
There you go. Actually, I've considered converting to a Republican, believe it or not, for those of listeners out there. Oh, my God. A transgendered Republican.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Jimmy is clutching the pearls in there. He's like, oh. Yeah. As I look at some of the things I think about our administration and some of the people who are taking advantage of it, I just really get frustrated as a taxpayer and as a former Democrat.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's like, you know, what else, what have they done? What did they do when they were in power? You know, that's the problem. It's like the party in power is never good enough for anyone, especially us.
Yeah, well, I mean, actually, Obama has done a lot of good as far as he's removing the don't ask, don't tell policy. Well, it's been enacted, and actually, some people who are in the armed forces are able to come out and openly say that they're gay and not have to worry about...
I'm waiting for the official repeal, though, darling.
Well, the official repeal will come. I do believe that, and considering we're going to Afghanistan, I don't believe that they can really afford to not accept gay people. But
no, they just need to lower the standards again and allow more felons and people who don't meet the Army's rigorous standards in.
I don't know. What is your viewpoint on that? Tell our listeners. First, introduce yourself to the listeners.
It's Virgin, y'all.
And how do you spell that?
She's just gonna put that all out on me now. Like, what do you think?
Well, actually, I wanted you in here because I wanted to talk to you. This is a part of the segment I'm going to start with. Ask a transgender.
Oh, okay.
And so I want you to ask those questions you've always wanted to ask.
So, what made you want to do this? So what made you want to become from a boy to a girl?
Okay. Well, being that I was, I always felt like a girl, you know, ever since I was,
I can remember, and I remember when I was like 4 and 5,
mm-hmm.
and I always thought that I was a girl. I remember, you know how kids, they play doctor, nurse, mm-hmm. and house, and mm-hmm. mom and dad, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I was always mom, or I was always the princess, or I was always the nurse, you know, it was something that had manifested, and I always wanted to be the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And even though my dad was always trying to butch me up and toughen me up and get over here, boy, and, you know, I come from a southern family, and mm-hmm. that's just not proper. Boys don't play with Barbie dolls, and I wanted to play with the Barbie dolls.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, but I always knew that this was something that I wanted to do, but I didn't think that it was an option for me. And then I went through puberty,
mm-hmm.
and I thought I was gay,
mm-hmm.
and I got a boyfriend. I was like, gosh, this gay thing just isn't working out, because it just was like, still, you know, it was like, no, this isn't right. It doesn't feel right. And then I saw a female impersonator, and it's like a light bulb went off in my head.
It's like, boom.
And she was very realistic. Mm. She had very large...
Tatas?
Tatas, yeah. Yes. Endowments,
mm.
Investments, the kids, as I like to call them. And I was like, no way, that's a girl.
But I do have to ask a question.
Yes.
Allie's a girl.
Ellie.
No, actually.
Ellie, I'm sorry, Ellie.
Actually, I'm trans, too.
Well, I know that. But, I mean, that's kind of odd. You're transsexual, she's transsexual, and y'all both are... Y'all classify yourselves both as girls, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So do you consider yourself lesbian or what?
I actually am bisexual. And
we're both bisexual, so it works either way.
It's just kind of like...
But that's a good question, because a lot of people think that with gender and with sexual orientation,
mm.
that they're the same thing. And a lot of people confuse that. But and I actually... when I would talk, I would say, oh, yeah, you can be transgender and you can be any sexual orientation in the world. And I would always say, you could be a female to male and be gay and like mm. guys. And I never really met a female to male who was gay until mm. one time I was in Indiana on a panel, and one of the guys was checking out the waiter's butt.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I saw that. And he was gay. And that was my first... real introduction to gay transsexual.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be transgendered, and a lot of people don't realize this, but whatever your gender identity is,
mm-hmm.
that is the basis for your sexual orientation. You know, I'm a girl, she's a girl,
mm-hmm.
I'm attracted to girls and guys, but I'm in a lesbian relationship.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm with a girl.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
And don't think that the whole bisexual thing means that we're both chasing around.
Looking for guys and girls.
Unless you have a lot of money. I have a large college bill.
Yeah, we're both students. We're unfortunately... No, we're not whoring ourselves out.
No.
Have you seen the song that says, if you're rich, I'm your...
At
Anita's.
Beep.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, that's so cute.
You're rich. I'm your beep. Yeah.
I just thought it was too cute. I was like, oh.
No, I haven't seen that. There is a comic, though, that about bisexuals. That they're like, we're lesbians. Girls kissing girls. And he, like, has all this money. And
it's like, I'm a rich white male. And... and then they prance off with him going, bisexual. And, you know, it's completely wrong, but it's awesome. There's also the bestiality version of that.
Oh, God. Let's not go there.
We'll look that one up
later. Yeah. Google it. Okay, back to Ask a Transgender.
Anybody else out there want to ask
any other
her?
Burning questions? You guys in there in the sound booth have any questions you would like to ask? any burning desires that you would like to know?
Do you want to go see if I get anybody out there wants to ask you a question?
Well, no, I like talking to you. Now, talk to me. Now, I would say...
Ask the questions that these people obviously are going to ask, you know. Come on.
No.
I don't know what they're all going
to
ask.
I mean, I would like to talk to you because I would say that you're not of a necessarily kind of butch persuasion. You're kind of a femmy.
Come on.
I'm a
be nice.
Girly boy.
You're a girly boy.
But I got I got my first tattoo, though.
And it's very nice.
I like it.
It's very respectful.
Now, what's that
tattoo
called?
It's a nautical star.
Nautical star.
Yes.
That is really cool.
Don't ask me why it's called a nautical star. I don't know.
But it's cute.
It's supposed to be yellow and green on the right.
Yeah.
Side.
You can see the green and it blends into the yellow.
Me looking down at it, I really couldn't tell. So it's like, oh,
now, did you squirm and squeal like a girl when you were getting it done? Or did you?
It was kind of tingly. I was like, ooh, it doesn't hurt. Because I was like, it doesn't hurt. I'm just sitting there holding the shirt up because I didn't take the shirt off. I should have took the shirt off. But, yeah, well, it's kind of high up. You know what I thought?
It's cute.
Thank you.
It's a nice place. I would like to talk to you because a lot of people, when they talk about gender discrimination, they're like, oh, well, I'm gay, so I don't really need to worry about gender discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that in the gay community or even in the straight community, people talk to you differently or they view you differently or treat you differently because you're feminine? You're not...
Well, I was working at Denny's one night, you know, and he's like, you know, you're just being a waiter, doing your thing, you know, and I'm just like, I was flirting with them or something, and they thought that was kind of wrong, you know, but they left me a tip, and I was like, how are you gonna complain about something like that and then leave a tip?
Hmm.
I was like, that kind of still kind of bothers me.
You flirting or were you just being
like, I guess
yourself?
I was being myself, but I was like, I guess I was flirting, you know, they were talking to me and they were like kind of flirting with me kind of thing, but it's like a group of people. And I was like, okay, sure, why not?
Yeah.
And, you know, but I was having a good time and they were obviously having a good time and I was like, you know, and they just said, oh, he was like doing this and that. And I was like, how are you going to complain, and then you're going to leave me a tip, though, you know?
Well, maybe he thought the service was still good.
Possibly.
Everyone's a jerk.
Just had a caller who didn't want to go on air, but she wanted to get your opinion on something.
Okay, report.
Basically, it's a female who is bisexual.
Uh-huh.
And she's trying, for one reason or another, trying to pass more as male.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And she lives in Pasadena.
Ooh.
And we're just out there at the
beginning. She's got a little bit of harassment from people like in her apartment complex because of, I guess, I'm not sure to what extent she's cross-dressing, basically,
uh-huh,
or trying to change her appearance in that. So she's trying to get some tips on trying to be more passable.
Well,
And I'm guessing not in a... This is more of a cross-dressing type question than the larger of transgender, because I don't think she's trying to change gender. She's trying to...
Don't sound like
she's just trying to butch up.
Yeah.
From what I hear.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can go online. There's a lot of different websites online that can give you tips. I'm the opposite. I'm more of the feminine side of it, but
Allie's more of the other side, though.
The butch?
Yeah.
Not really. Okay, but for the longest time, since I have an Arab family, and they didn't really want me being out, all out and proud, like, in front of the kids for the longest time, you know, I had to bind these down. That was not fun. And for that, you know, I used Ace bandage. They show you how you can wrap it around yourself more or less comfortably. It's not going to be very comfortable, but it gets them down and gets it look very flat. Just, you know, your standard Ace bandage you can find at any sort of medical supply store or Eckerd's, like, for cheap. Do they even still have Eckerd's? But
yes.
But well, anyway.
I don't know. But you're saying get an Ace bandage, wrap it around your chest.
Yeah.
To flatten your breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the quick and dirty way, although for most women, I find it just makes them look like, you know, 13 or 14-year-old guys, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I'm the politically incorrect one, I suppose, today.
That's okay. Be politically incorrect. So you could bind your chest down.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely suggest visiting the Pasadena Convention Center and possibly buying a firearm if you're able to do that.
No.
You know, that's something.
As much as I love the idea of armed players.
Well, harassment, and you're a pacifist. So Ellie is a pacifist. I am not a pacifist. But that's something that's really important. And that's kind of what I was getting to,
mm-hmm.
Is that people who are gender variant tend to get harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And like the caller, she's wanting to be more butch, and she's getting harassed.
Yeah.
And
get a shotgun, put it in your house, leave it in the house, you know, blah, 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 you know, because that's protection.
Well, I mean, you can even... if you want to contact me, my name is Melissa 281. I have a Silhouette gun form. I can give it to you. You can tack it up on the door. You don't even have to buy a gun. You can just put it on your door. I'm a good shot. So they said that it's a deterrent. But seriously, you know, you have to... I believe in standing up for myself.
Mm.
I'm not one of those people who will... lay down and take something if someone tries to push me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my dad is in the Army. He was in the Army, and so he always taught us to stand up for ourselves and to not get pushed around. That may be where my love of guns comes from, too.
Could
but,
be.
you know, and I think that when people are trying to harass you or push you around, they're trying to intimidate you.
Mm.
So it really just depends. And don't hesitate. You know, Ellie, she'll call the police, you know. Mm-hmm. The police are there to protect you. Actually, I believe that they were going to hire a transgendered police officer in the Pasadena police force. So, you know, they're not...
totally hostile.
Totally hostile. They will protect you if it gets to the point where it's bad. But also, keep some common sense about you and don't put yourself in situations where you're going to possibly get hurt. Be aware. Keep friends around. Mm-hmm. Let people know kind of what's going on. If you're wanting to just get tips on cross-dressing, you can go to the www.tgctr.org. That's the Transgender Center, and there is a link there too.
We're just pimping that out pretty so hard tonight.
I believe that it's some transgender are guys, and
Stag.
That's the Stag group, and those guys, there's all different variations of the guys there, but some guys are guys, some are girls who want to be butch, and they can help point you in the direction of how to do more masculinization. I'd say cutting your hair short.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's good.
Yeah.
Although there are a lot of absolutely gorgeous long-haired guys. Yeah. If you're...
I don't know where that came from. It's right over my head. We're talking about butching it up.
But, yeah. You know, you can still be like butch but gorgeous. I don't... okay.
Gorgeous and butch don't go, babe. They're not synonymous with each other. They don't really go.
But they are. Compatible.
I guess wear boy clothes and whatnot.
Boy clothes,
jeans,
baggy
clothes. What else?
Baggy clothes.
I mean,
I would say, I always thought, like, if you wear like ball caps, like mm-hmm. a lot of my lesbian friends wear ball caps. To look butch,
mm-hmm.
and so it's kind of a stereotype.
Yeah, but
it works. I wear ball caps, but yeah, that's a
I guess that's more of like a tomboy type thing, also, you know.
Yeah, it's not really necessarily. I think girls can get away with more than mm-hmm. guys can, because if a guy starts being
dressing
swishy
dressing as a girl, that's wrong. Ooh,
swishy.
You know.
Well, there's some people who think that if you don't cut your hair short and you're a guy, that you're trying to be a girl mm-hmm. and. You're getting too
you're crossing the line.
Yeah. Well, as for being harassed within your apartment complex, I would report that to the management.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything happens, they can establish a pattern behavior and basically be ready for trouble.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you pay rent, too. You know, that's something
That's a big deal, you know?
You're entitled to live there. You pay your rent. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you pay your rent. but
you know, and you have a right to feel safe within, you know, your home.
And if your lease is almost up, move to another a different place.
Yeah. We have a really great apartment complex where we live, where it's like, what, we're paying, what, $675?
Oh.
We moved into an awesome apartment.
Pasadena, honey.
I know.
It's a long way away.
But Montrose, we need more people.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't forget, it's good for our bandage.
It's good for our economy.
It's good for the economy.
Yeah, move here.
We need more gender variants.
Yes. Remember, gender variant people spend money. They have to have twice the wardrobe at least at one time.
Yes, they do. If they're a drag queen, definitely.
Do you know any drag queens?
A few, but not like know them.
Not know them. Speaking of, never mind. We'll save that for the off the air. Okay, we are going to be listening to, this is another movie that's dealing with gender. I remember when Priscilla, Queen of the Desert came out.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, my God. It was so awesome.
That's the only gay movie my mom will watch, like, and like.
Seriously. Do you remember the girl with the hair, like, the curly hair, and she had the flip-flop?
Wasn't that...
I think so.
Who was playing that?
It was the guy.
Was it the old...
Agent?
Oh, Agent Smith.
Agent Smith.
Oh, God. That was great.
Most people don't recognize Agent Smith from that movie.
I saw it, I'm like, oh my
Agent
God.
Smith was a transvestite drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
But this
also
is actually...
transsexual in that movie.
It was a good movie. I liked
no,
it.
Yeah,
Bernie was the only transsexual.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the other two, I think, were drag queens. Though, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Get your terminology.
The younger one? Oh, he was so cute.
Well, for those listeners who are listening... Drag queen is somebody who dresses up as the opposite gender, drag king, drag queen, for the fun of it, for performing, or for kind of
gender
theatrical expression. transsexual, if you've seen the movie, means you get the change, or you actually undergo surgery to represent your new gender. So,
or at least you want to.
Going forward. this is a really great movie. I remember when it came out, we had a premiere, and a lot of the showgirls were there, and it was just amazing. This is actually a song that I used to perform when I did drag, and it is called Shake Your Groove Thing.
Oh my goodness, I love that one.
Peaches and Herbs, yes, it's really fabulous. So get your shimmies out, get ready to shake your groove thing. This is Peaches and Herbs from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
There's nothing more that I'd like to do than take the floor and dance with you. Keep dancing, let's keep dancing. Shake it, shake it. Shake it, shake it.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, here on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Now broadcasting in high-definition radio, if you go over to www.kpft.org, find out what sort of programming we offer on the high-definition band. I think right now it's BBC. BBC World Service. They're so professional.
Hello, this is Melissa.
Holy crap, we're on the BBC now?
Huh?
We're on BBC World Service?
Hold on,
I don't have my earphones.
We broadcast the BBC during the week.
Oh, yeah.
And we're now broadcasting in high-definition radio, which means there's two KPFT. If you have a high-definition radio, you have two KPFT stations. One is what we're broadcasting here, and then the channel 2 of it that goes through has special programming. And during the week, they do more editions of Democracy Now!,
which I love.
Flashpoints, and other programming from Pacifica. And whenever we don't have anything that's scheduled, you hear...
Resistance Army have been terrorizing and massacring the local population.
Boy, that was a happy moment.
Oh, wow.
But that's what you can... So if you want to listen to more of the BBC and you have the high-definition radio, check out KPFT2, and you'll be able to hear the BBC probably, 18 hours a day.
Ooh, I like the BBC. I think that they tend to just cut and dry.
Oh, yeah. I love it where we'll interrupt people. I asked you a question, you didn't answer. I'm going to ask you again louder, and damn it, answer my question.
And speaking of... We actually, those of you who know Monica, they have a group. She was over there in Manchester, and she's the first American, they call her Yank, who's joined the transgender group over there in Manchester. And Trisha Dale, she's one of the members of the transgender community in this advocacy group. We're going to do a phone-in with her, and she's going to actually call next month. We're going to arrange it, and she's going to be talking to us about the transgendered community over there.
Oh, so, cool.
Kind of around the same general as BBC, so pretty interesting. Hopefully she doesn't sound like that guy, though. That was pretty monotone. But, yeah. So, we are getting to the end of our time here at Tea Talk. We want to thank you for listening. Hopefully, you've got some information. Remember those websites, tgctr.org. That's the Transgendered Center. You can always go to www.transhouston.com and get information. And if you ever want to call in during the fourth Saturday of the month, you can always call in and talk to us. We have no problems. We're going to start doing Ask a Tranny.
Yay!
We were talking about that.
I wanted to call it Transmission Emissions, but, that would just be weird, I suppose. I just wanted to say Emissions in the Air.
I'm done now. Okay. But... get your questions out if you have any kinds of questions. Next month, we're going to be talking to a real live transgendered Brit. I love fish and chips. It makes me think of fish and chips. But we're going to be calling and talking to Trisha Dale. And hopefully, we'll have another co-host on to help spark conversation. And
so what happened to Melissa?
I'm Melissa.
Oh, I mean Melody. I'm sorry.
Well, Melanie has a job.
Oh, she has the... Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Her job has changed, and so she's not able... Her work hours have changed, so she's not able to do it. But she's actively participating in the show and the production aspect of it. So, she's still here.
However, she needs to. She's busting heads defending property.
Yay.
That's right.
Okay.
And just so you know, Melanie is a proud gun owner and supporter as well. Yeah. So,
and she's butch.
And she's real butch.
She's awesome butch, though.
We were in the bar
and I was proclaiming my butchness. And she said, "You are not butch." And I said, "I am butch." She said, "Look around." And I had this hot pink leather purse. And she said, "Look around this bar." And I said, "Okay." She said, "You were the only one carrying a purse." I said, "Okay, I'm not butch." So, even though I do have my butch moment. Anyway. Thank you for listening. Make sure you call in and give all of your money to KPFT. They are listener supported, and even though we're not doing donations or drives right now, if you enjoy listening to us banter and talk and bring all of this information to you that you might not otherwise get on a Saturday/Sunday morning, call them, give them some money, join. $25 goes a long way, and it's really hard to get this kind of information anywhere else. So we appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. This has been Tea Talk on KPFT 90.1.
Let's see here. Chris, you got some stories ready yet?
Here was
I can't get it up.
Well, that was...
hey, let's see,
while you're getting that ready. That was Dusty Springfield doing Haunted. And before that was Katie Lang. And I didn't write it down. Well, Katie Lang did a song there.
Spring.
Yeah, Spring. A couple last-minute announcements Jimmy handed to me real quick. Sundays in the Park, presented by the Four Seasons Hotel Houston, and the LGBT Family Day, featuring the Houston Pride Band, are doing Discover Music on Sunday, April 19th at 3 p.m. at the Discovery Green Anheuser-Busch Stage for Houston Arts Alliance. Then join Crocker as we host the 2009 Misty Valdez AIDS Benefit. Show starts at 10:30 on April the 4th at Crocker Bar, which is at 2312 Crocker. 50-50 raffle, chance to win hot prizes. This is going to be hosted by Misty Valdez and Missy Jenny with special guest CeCe Ryder.
Ooh.
I can't even read all of this.
I can't either. Something that you missed on this other one with the Houston Pride Band.
Mm-hmm.
They're featuring TV celebrity Ernie Manouse. So there's going to be great music. And get this, an instrument petting zoo.
Are you going to be there?
If I get to pet someone's instrument, I'm there.
I bet
that sounds hot.
Jimmy wants to play with a piccolo.
And one more here. Theater New West and the Holocaust Museum Houston presents Transcendent production of The Timekeepers on... Let's see here. Holocaust Museum Houston and the Theater New West will come together this spring to present the internationally renowned play The Timekeepers, a psychodrama of a Jewish watchmaker and a homosexual thrown together as victims in a Nazi concentration camp. This is directed by Houston's own Joe Watts. The play will be presented in the museum's Herstein Theater at the Morgan Family Center, 5401 Carolyn Street in the Houston Museum District. The play will run from April 23rd through May 23rd on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 p.m. There is no performance on Saturday, May 2nd, and there's one Sunday performance scheduled for 6 p.m. May 17th.
The drama ensues when the homosexual tries to get the watchmaker to set his watches to gay standard time.
Oh, wow. So, we ready?
It keeps coming up and down, up and down. It's...
Jeez.
Thought it was just Internet Explorer. Thought it was Bill Gates, but no. Firefox is doing the same damn thing.
Oh, wow.
What you got for us today, Chris?
That's what I'm trying to get.
Arrgh. Hurry up.
I got all stuff loaded up, and then all of a sudden it decides it wants to crash.
That's not good.
All right. Let's see. We can do... let's start off with political scandal, if this will come up there.
Ooh.
Another political scandal?
Well, it's...
Which senator is it this
time? No, it's a continuation of it. The openly gay mayor of Portland, Oregon...
Ah, yes, with the 16-year-old. Or 17-year-old.
Well, here's the fun thing. His boy toy, Breedlove, I believe is his name...
Aptly named.
Things that sound dirty but aren't.
Yeah, it sounds like a character from a Nifty story. Waiting for it to come up here.
Sounds like something that happens at Ripcord every night.
Well, what happened is his...
see what happened was...
Former fling there has now... Has a magazine interview.
Oh.
With Unzipped Magazine.
Oh. You know what that means...
Yeah, they haven't shown those pictures on, but they've released the cover artwork with him with a backpack, side view, front leg.
Yeah,
up.
I don't see any reason to buy the magazine. So he's telling his side of the story, is that it?
I don't know if he's telling anything, but...
He's probably showing more than...
Bo Breedlove, the former legislative intern whose involvement with Portland Mayor... Sam Adams caused an uproar in January, during which many people called for Adams' resignation. Recently announced he was posing for Unzipped magazine. The issue is nearly here, but the cover precedes it.
Interesting.
So
that's all I gotta say is interesting.
That's it. The title of the article there is "Sex, Lies, and Scandal: Freshman's Affair with the Portland's Mayor." Beau Breedlove reveals all. Well, almost.
Then it is Unzipped magazine.
But then again, they also have a story in the same magazine about creepy clown sex.
Ew. All righty.
Interesting.
Then.
And Mozilla crashed again.
Well, you know, furries. Flaky, as always. Oh, wait.
Firefox.
I don't know that guy.
Is that one of those furries we haven't talked about?
Yeah.
I got a feeling this is going to be a long night if I got to keep getting it up like this.
Give it some Viagra.
You got 45 minutes on it.
Either that,
or if he's paying by the hour, never mind.
Either that, or Mozilla's being homophobic.
Bastards.
Let's start the rumor.
I don't know.
Well, I think there's a new update available for it. It may be kind of buggy because of that. I don't know.
Well, I've noticed when I updated Internet Explorer, it seems to be acting.
Oh, jeez. Not again.
As soon as it gets it up. Well, let's see what all I can handle here without going too much into having to use memory. Interesting little story came out of New York involving Craigslist. Apparently a reporter for WABC went out to Craigslist and decided to pick him up a $60 16-year-old. Whether or not he knew he was 16 at the time, they haven't really said. The problem is that the cute little 16-year-old boy decided to stick the reporter with something besides his trouser snake. Apparently, the 16-year-old is a Satanist. Now, there's anything wrong with that until you start doing human sacrifice. But according to the alleged report that's alleged, is the 16-year-old stabbed the reporter about 150 times, changed clothing, and was only caught because someone saw him, blood on him still, in the subway, and they contacted a transit cop to say, hey, you know, this kid's bleeding over here. And then they were able to find the entire, you know, put two and two together later and found him in upstate New York. The curious part about this is a CNN reporter, well, covering the story, chastised the dead ABC reporter for not being a good enough journalist to investigate his $60 trick prior to him coming over. That, you know, a quick search of his MySpace account would have shown that this kid likes knives and other weaponry.
Well, Sean, you like knives, don't you?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're going to go out and stab somebody.
Exactly. Only if they piss you off, right?
But he was a...
I will confirm or deny him.
We'll stab him, but not with knives.
Yeah. Try to see if it...
Fingers.
Okay, he was a freelance reporter with on the radio network. This is a radio broadcaster, not a... it was the radio station WABC. Well, you know, if it would have been WNBC, he could have checked with his friends over at Dateline and figured
out. Oh, wow.
You know, we get stories like this all the time. You know, it doesn't get as sensationalized as this, of someone picking up a trick on the internet and ending up dead.
Or bloody.
Or, you know, severely injured from this. I think the strange twist to this is the fact that the victim is a 47-year-old reporter for a national news organization, and the alleged attacker is a 16-year-old...
Satanist
drug user, who has pled not guilty to committing the crime.
Of course.
Did the reporter not pay him, or what was the motive?
They don't go into the motive yet. And I mean, the hard part is the fact you're dealing with a...
16-year-old...
You're dealing with two people, and one of them's dead, and the other one's saying he didn't do it.
Somebody's lying.
Okay, apparently it was the reporter who posted the ad on Craigslist. But Now, if he would have gone to his profile on MySpace, he would have seen where the alleged killer had a little thing on his saying, quote, "I like to do crazy and wild things. I'm like an adrenaline junkie. I'm always looking for the big thrill. I'm a big risk taker, and I like to live a life on the edge. I'm an extremist, an anarchist, and a sadomasochist. As long as you show respect for me, I will show respect for you. If you disrespect me, then I'll FCC and break your neck."
Oh. Hmm. Well, he did more than break this guy's neck, apparently.
Well, I don't know. Did he break his neck?
No, just stabbed him 150 times.
Well, then apparently there was respect shown.
Mm-hmm. But, let's start a new session. See if that makes any difference over this stupid-ass program. God. This is why I hate technology, you know? I can't get the stories I want to do. I can't get laid.
And if you try, you might end up with a knife in your back. You never know.
You know, if I'm going to get...
$150.
No, wait, there wasn't anything on drugs.
Oh, be quiet, virgin.
Well, and even...
Hey, we need to bring virgin, a big knife for
that's
you.
That's virgin's idea of foreplay. What are you talking about?
Even if he had checked MySpace, I mean, it's not like there's a lot of fact-checking that goes into MySpace.
Yeah, right. Place.
True.
Anyway, I mean...
You know, nobody's ever lied on that MySpace page.
No, of course not.
I mean, there's part of that, and you know, since, I mean, because you never know what some people are going to put in there. I was chatting with a person one time and tried to show him that, you know, be careful how much information you put out on the net. And he's like, "What do you mean?" And I go, "Well, hold on a second." And I, you know, did a couple quick little search of things and I gave him his address. And he's like, and he still couldn't understand it after a while. Said, "Okay, if I can find your address, you know how easy it'd be for anyone to find your address? And just, you know, show up anytime they want and, you know, do whatever they want to you. Well, you know, I mean, I've got your address. You know, I can call up your house and tell mommy and daddy what you're doing."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing of not realizing what all you put out there can be tracked around on that stuff. Like I had chatted once with a person who we started talking and he did a couple of quick searches and he gave me my address and then turned around and go, went even further research and told me how old the apartment complex is I was living in. And it was like, I don't know whether to be impressed or scared, and I'm choosing the latter.
Really?
Hey, Jose, aren't you scared of your apartment?
No, but the fact of somebody...
Only what goes on behind my couch, but we won't talk about that on here.
But, I mean, the fact that someone can find that stuff so easily.
Yes.
Don't
do that by the microphone. We got thrown off the air last time for that.
All right, here's another little recap from the criminal site here. Car wash, sex act, humiliated Saginaw. Judge tells the defendant.
It just sounds bad already.
Yeah.
Saginaw, Michigan. Jason L. Savage brought national nighttime jokester humiliation and worldwide embarrassment to the Great Lakes Bay region by having sex with a vacuum hose in a Thomas Township car wash.
Oh, my God.
Saginaw County that Circuit sucks. Judge Fred L. Brochard said while scolding him in his sentencing on Wednesday. Late night televisions of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and The Late Show with David Letterman and us here on After Hours poked fun at Saginaw because of him before sending him to jail for 90 days for indecent exposure. A Thompson County resident saw someone acting suspicious at the car wash on October 16th. A police officer parked nearby and caught Savage in the act, investigators said. Borchard said he also had an inquiry from the London Globe newspaper about the incident.
Oh, my God.
"I believe you owe the community an apology for what you have done." Savage, 29, said the ordeal was humiliating, has been overwhelming. He said that people stare at him. He's afraid to come out of his house and can't find a job.
Gee, I wonder why.
Contact Oric. "It's been horrible," said Savage, who's agreed to undergo counseling. "I've been keeping my nose clean and staying out of trouble."
Well, something else is clean, I'm sure, after that incident.
Here's what I love about this newspaper. Savage, who lives at and gives his address, pleaded no contest, which means he doesn't contest the prosecutor's evidence and accepts the punishment. Saginaw defense attorney sought a lenient sentence, saying humiliation is punishment enough. He was on parole from fleeing from a police officer, and they could say he had violated his terms of parole. Apparently, he's still allowed to operate a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Is there a list for vacuum cleaner offenders?
That just makes me think of Spaceballs at the end, you know? They're like, oh, my God, she's gone from suck to blow.
It's... A dirty Jersey chick gets busted for MySpace nudes.
Oh, my.
Want to talk about MySpace? A 14-year-old New Jersey girl has been accused of child pornography after posting nearly 30 explicit nude photos of herself on MySpace.
Oh.
Charges that could force her to register as a sex offender if convicted.
Ouch.
Now, a similar story I read, I don't know where the link is to it on here. There's a couple who's working on legislation to help with... criminalize more what's called sexting, which is the term of sending, you know, dirty pictures by cell phone from one person to another. They're fighting it because their daughter sent nude pictures of herself to her boyfriend, and apparently the boyfriend then sent them around the world. And so everyone called her a slut and a whore and all of those stuff, and she ended up killing herself. Now, the difference part about this is she was 18 when this happened. So the pictures were legal. She sent the pictures. It's her jackass boyfriend who sent them around.
Yeah.
And now they want legislation to step in and do who knows what.
I really think this is going to have to be a community by community handling of this sexting, as it's called.
But see, the difficult part you've got that I see with this is, even though you're talking cell phone to cell phone,
yes,
technically it's considered an internet-based process, right?
Yes.
And even if you're sending if you're on your computer and you're sending an instant message to some person next door, in theory, that message bounces around the world first.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So, what jurisdiction?
That's a good question.
Do you go by?
There's a lot of legal gray area here.
Yeah, because technically, if you could take and trace the IP addresses and see where it actually hits, because sometimes it'll hit 100, sometimes it'll hit 5. Yeah. You just never know.
Because, you know, I mean, you consider the fact, you hear this discussion coming out of, especially with European adult videos, is the fact that the age of consent over in the majority of Europe, especially those who produce many of the videos, the Czech Republic, Germany, Netherlands, and all that, the age of consent is 16 to engage in sex and to produce these videos. Here in the United States, it's 18, even though age of consent is less in some areas. You know, if the picture, even if the picture appears to be someone under 18, you can be charged with child pornography. I mean, if someone wanted to be ballsy enough about it, Coppertone,
yeah,
could technically get busted for child pornography.
True.
And bestiality, because it's a dog pulling down your pants.
Oh, wow.
You need to start your own mega church.
And you know what? When I get caught diddling someone, I'm going to admit it. And I ain't going to be crying. I have sinned, and it was good.
You would.
So crazy. Where is Ted Haggard these days?
Let's see. He had his HBO special. The last thing I remember hearing is he was going to be appearing on Divorce Court.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wait a minute. He can't get married in any of the states in this country.
No, he was actually married to a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. Because his wife, who... Now, the interesting part is, it'll be interesting to see, because the other story that came out is the fact that together, he and his wife made a dildo of his staff of life.
Oh, my.
And so I would have been interesting to watch, is it Judge Maybelline on divorce court?
No.
Decide who gets custody of the ding-dong.
Yeah, they both could use it.
according to one of the...
Because you needed the phrase, go FCC yourself. Yeah.
Well, he actually did, because according to the second person from the actual church intern or member of the congregation who was supposedly diddled by Haggard, who wasn't able to get paid for it initially. He got paid later. He got paid a couple $100,000 to keep quiet.
Hush, bunny.
Yeah, but you know what? I got a feeling he was gay before Haggard touched him. Yeah. He could have been a Methodist with that much of a flame. But supposedly he saw the dildo in question, and supposedly Haggard had used it on himself. So, I know way too much about this story, apparently.
Yes, you are. Yes, you do, if you're doing it all from memory.
God in your life.
What's that?
I don't know. It's something people have that aren't laying on their couch for 8 hours going, touch me.
Virgin? No.
Going through 5 different personal ad websites going, touch me, please.
Virgin?
Can I get somebody who's in the United States at least to say hello?
What else you got?
Marijuana.
Uh oh. Yay. What?
Can make you think you're married.
What?
Never did that for me.
The man could not remember the wedding ceremony taking place, but always believed he had been married. He told the court the details must have slipped his mind because he was too stoned at the time.
Oh my God.
Indeed, he had no meaningful recollection of the specific portions of the relationship. So I'm sorry, Dean Becker. Marijuana can lead to marriage. And if that is not destructive enough.
I've never gotten married on that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there was that one time I ended up at the cash register with the Justin album, Timberlake. I just remember walking out like, when did I do this?
Why? Oh, wow.
I did wake up naked with a chick.
Wow. Marijuana makes your clothes fall off, apparently.
Either that or it makes your, boyfriend lose one.
I'd always heard that was tequila that made your clothes come off.
They all do that.
I'm trying to think of something else in here. I can't answer the phone.
Bargain harvest is early this year.
Oh, yeah, that's a sad story. it was a couple that's claiming that
Wes, what can I do for you?
That somebody their son wasn't declared brain dead before they started harvesting our organs.
Oh, that is sad.
I'm a son.
Trying
tattooed eyelids.
Anything good on the Rotten, Chris?
That's where I'm at now.
Ertel Road?
I was on there earlier, and that's when they kept crashing.
Do you have anything on that bashing at that bar in Galveston?
That was all stuff that was on news articles, but that was about a month ago.
Yeah, you're right. It's old news now.
Unfortunately. Hold on.
I pulled that story up earlier about the singer from the death metal band that had just come out of the closet.
He's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Surprised they didn't hang him from a cross or something.
Yeah. I mean, this is the genre that's known for church burning and taking their dead band members' brains and putting them in stews.
Yeesh.
And he just came out, and he was going out with a 20-year-old Norwegian fashion designer.
How old was the singer?
Probably in his late 30s, probably early 40s. Hmm. Which, I mean, to me is a real step forward as far as being accepted in, you know, metal, which is typically, you know, known as the super super hetero.
Well, Halford kind of broke that barrier.
Yeah,
really.
But this is a more in-depth community.
Of an underground community, really.
Oh, this sounds interesting. I gotta find out what this is.
Oh boy, let's hear it.
The Melbourne, Australia Catholic Church to test potential priests for homosexuality.
Oh, how are they going to do that?
They're all homos.
I've got an idea. Let me read the article here and let's see if it goes to this. Melbourne Catholic Church has confirmed it's following Vatican recommendations to test would-be priests to ensure they're not gay. The head of the Vatican Committee, which released the guidelines, stated that celibate gays must also be banned because homosexuality is a type of deviation. The Archdiocese of Melbourne spokesman, James O'Farrell, told the seminary will be using recommendations but not comment further. So I'm not going to tell you what it is. I think what it is, how many people saw History of the World Part 1?
Yes.
Yo.
I think they're going to use the similar test that they used to determine the eunuchs.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So the altar boy will be dancing around, and whichever priest's cassock puffs up a little in the front will not be allowed to take on the cloth.
I thought they were just going to take him into a Boy Scout driver and see how hard he sweat first.
Oh, my.
Well, I'll see if I can make mention of all that stuff and
I'm trying to find stuff here on Pink News. It's the British are letting me down.
Well, thanks for calling.
I know where else I can try.
Anything on Milk Boys?
they've been kind of boring lately.
Yeah.
I know where I need to go. I need to go to check my mail.
If
I spill mail. Because I get the gay news on there. And usually they have little stories. Do you have anything to... Hey, it would be nice if I knew how to spell my own damn name.
You mean you forgot already?
It's nice to know those.
And he hasn't been drinking either.
That's what's frightening.
I did spend several hours in Pasadena. Huh?
Well, yeah. Oh,
that's just you, Virgin.
That's the pollution. It'll cut your circulation off your brain.
Yeah, Virgin.
That was only a Virgin sat on you.
Oh.
Anyway.
Do you have anything to add?
Well, that caller was just talking about the. I've gone and forgot his name. The guy we were just talking about.
Haggart.
Yeah, Haggart. Apparently, him and his wife are going to be on divorce court.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
Did you?
We talked about
it. Yeah, and they apparently did some tapes on how to save your marriage.
Yeah, that sure worked out.
It's called full disclosure before you say I do.
It's a 12-step program. The first step. Don't call a gay masseuse to jack you off on a massage table.
And then auction the
We understand
off on
what happens, the issues you can have when you jack somebody off on a massage table.
Mm.
Right, Jimmy? I mean, we can give Tad Haggart advice on how much trouble you can get into.
I deny nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we could have saved Ted Haggart a lot of problems and tell him, when you get jacked off on a massage table, how much trouble you can get into.
Oh, yeah, we sure could.
Yeah.
Yep.
We could write a book on it.
No more talk about the massage table, please.
Us Weekly reported that married singer Leanne Rimes was seen canoodling.
Canoodling?
Oh, God.
No. On a date with her made-for-TV film co-star, Eddie Cibaron, who has played gay before. While the jury is out on whether or not this affair is real, Leanne Rimes' family by marriage has offered an explanation for her alleged infidelity. They say her husband, Dean Shermatt, is gay.
Who? Exactly. I think he's like a personal trainer or something, right?
Dancer. Oh, I got a 404.
We're sorry.
Well, you're not going to be able to see that one.
He's one of them little naughty dancers at the gay club.
No, that was the guy who was on American Idol.
Which one?
Last season. They bumped him after they discovered him stripping at a...
I remember that one now.
Yeah.
Lesbian fans love college basketball.
Duh. Okay, tell us something we don't know.
This is news?
Yeah.
How is this news?
I know, right?
Let's see. Genre Magazine has suspended a publication.
Ooh.
Why?
And why is this?
Money.
Nobody bought it.
Money.
Due to the recession.
The economy got to them.
Well, let's put it this way. This is they're owned by the same company who went and killed Houston gay media here by shutting down The Voice.
Ah, yes.
Boo, hiss.
So these are the same wonderful people who did that. They are going to be continuing as an online...
Oh, of course.
A lot of good that does for people who don't have internet.
But really, Sean.
A e-zine.
Yeah, it is lame.
I never really read it much.
Because it's lame!
You're not the only one. I think all of America never read it much.
Hey,
I've never read it.
Although I did read a rather fabulous book a while back by the woman who drew the comic strip Dykes to Watch Out For.
Yeah,
that used to appear in the Voice. Yes, she did a memoir in comic strip format called Fun Home, which is just fantastic. It's all about, you know, growing up in a funeral home.
Oh, my.
How lively.
6 feet under.
Oh, did she sleep in a coffin?
From the How Dumb Is This stories.
Again? So how dumb is this?
It's the Catholic Church.
Oh, well, enough said.
So, Connecticut lawmakers are considering some changes to old state laws that were passed before the state Supreme Court made gay marriage legal. Unable to overturn that action, the Connecticut Catholic Conference, the CCC, because KKK had already been taken, are now embarrassing themselves with arguments like the one below. Like any of us would want to pay an anti-gay florist to do flowers for our wedding. Concerned that the new state's new same-sex marriage law would infringe on religious liberties, the Connecticut Catholic Conference today proposed some broad exemptions which it believes are necessary to protect those rights. The law does not require a Catholic priest or any clergy member to preside over same-sex marriages. However, the church is seeking additional exemptions. For instance, it wants to ensure that a florist opposed to gay marriage on religious grounds not be forced to sell flowers to a same-sex couple.
Who says they're being forced? They're making money.
Has anybody ever seen one of those signs that says, "We refuse"? Or we reserve the right to refuse service for
I think
anyone.
You're missing out the point there. A florist who's not gay?
Come on!
Yeah. Would you be a woman?
God.
Same
a gay
second.
Woman?
Well, okay.
Lesbians don't do florists.
They need a kitten.
No.
The gay men
will
do the florists.
They build a scaffolding to hold them, but they will
and
not.
And they'll need to carry them out to the damn truck.
Who do you think delivers?
Same-sex couples have their liberties protected fully. Religious people are wondering how
what
is this going
Lucy
to affect
Brown
me?
Do for you?
Oh God!
Oh, this boy.
That could go so many ways.
And how?
Let's see. Rapper apologizes for gay slurs.
Oh, fabulous!
What? Again?
God.
Oh, this one was good there.
What?
Miami rapper Rick Ross has apologized for using homophobic slurs last week when he denigrated rival 50 Cent. He told 50 Cent.
Whatever.
That he told Southern California radio station that 50 Cent is not straight. He's gay. He's a fag. You know it. I know it. Listen, we're not going to waste time on Curly. He's a monkey.
Oh, my God.
He later apologized for calling him gay, but then reiterated, but he is.
Oh, my God.
Basically, if we were saying the queer version, he said, you know, I'm sorry I said he was gay, but you are, Blanche. don't believe he said that, but, you know, I'm just paraphrasing.
You would be.
Blanche, I thought Judy moved out. Yeah,
this is why the guy okay. is well, a rapper.
And yeah, but he should say, you know, instead of 50 Cent, he should call himself $3, because he's as queer as a $3 bill.
Oh, my God.
And why the hell am I talking in this accent?
I don't know.
I don't know. We're going to get a lot of calls
about Obama?
Later,
what?
Sure.
What's the one about Obama?
Oh, there's several about Obama.
Is he already making the gay news now?
Oh, no, something like he did a first internet town hall meeting, and the number one question people were asking was, if we legalize marijuana, would it help the economy?
He was like, no.
He said no, but I mean, my God. I mean, imagine the pizza delivery business, the water bong business.
I mean,
business.
That would be like the best stimulus.
Potato chips.
Munchies.
Yeah, the potato chip business.
All the little mini Mars
will
be able to stay over.
What do you mean new?
Drugs
Please,
are bad.
You think
okay.
they were replacing the oregano with back
okay.
in the
70s?
That wasn't
a real Y2K. Who cares about the 70s? Yeah.
God, I can't believe that was almost.
See, good. All the talk about Adam Lambert on American Idol, who
Homo.
Is, you know, hasn't said anything about being gay, but you know, the picture came out that he was kissing a man and he's wearing nail polish.
He wears
eyeliner.
He wears more makeup than my mom.
Wow.
He wears more makeup than my dead grandma.
So, I mean, but the question is that's been going around about is, are they going to be able to allow him to be out if he is? To be sure, American Idol does have a history of discouraging gay contestants from flaunting their sexual orientation. For instance, during the first season, top 10 finalist Jim Vararos, who we play here on the show,
yes,
was forced to take down gay-themed comments on his American Idol-sponsored website. Then last season, David Hernandez was voted off the show when it was revealed he had been a stripper in a gay dance club.
That doesn't make him gay.
True, especially around here.
It makes him gay for pay.
Well, that depends on what his tips were like.
But you know, there is that assumption of that sort of stuff. I mean, you've got the two wrestlers from the University of Nebraska who were kicked off the team because they went on to Frat Pad, I think it was, and basically did stroke videos.
Oops.
They did solo work by themselves, and someone found out about it, got back to the wrestling officials, and the school kicked them off the team. Well, the one guy is kind of still floating around trying to figure out what he's going to do. The other one went to another college, didn't have a problem with him doing that stroke video. There was nothing illegal about it. He was of age. And he lost in the national championship. But, you know, he got pretty close for someone who was busted for stroking on a gay porn website. I'm trying to find out if anything else of interest on here. But we'll have this little story we'll bring up as a cutesy thing.
Like cutesy?
On this show? Check one more thing here, see if I can find that wrestler's name. Pink ice for a hockey game? Oh my God, we'll get Jimmy out there. wrestler loses title in overtime. Paul Donahoe from Edinburgh University, wrestler gained note for posing on a gay web porn site, lost in the final of the 125-pound class for NCAA Wrestling Championship.
Ooh, bisexual elite rugby player.
Ooh.
Oh. He'll get you in the scrum.
Things that sound dirty but aren't.
There is no bisexual.
And you, this was on Outsports. I finally found that article there. Let's see what's all there. Was
gay couple in sports bar.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, that was the thing on ABC they did.
Oh really?
What would you do?
What would you do when they basically sent the what would you do? ABC show about real life ethical dilemmas. Features an affectionate gay couple in a New Jersey sports bar and the reaction of patrons. The show, which aired last Wednesday, is fairly affirming of the reactions of both straight men and women to homophobes who insult the couple. The show used two gay actors, themselves a real-life committed relationship, along with other actors who made up homophobic comics and attempt to rile up the bar's patrons.
Wow.
That was actually a really interesting episode.
I didn't get to... Unfortunately, I didn't get to see that, but I did hear about that. Now, talking about...
You know what I love about that?
What?
Is that it... That's the kind of show that really shows how either altruistic or self-absorbed we can be as a society, whether we will interfere in something that in our heads we might know is completely wrong. You know, a mother beating on their child, or, you know, they set up these situations that are just, you know, and you see what people are really like and whether they would involve themselves, whether they would put themselves out there to involve themselves in a situation which,
what would you? As I say, what would you do if you're seeing this? But then again, you know, I confused my coworkers one time. I came back from lunch and I said, I just saw the worst case of child abuse ever. And the two girls I work with were like, Oh my god! What was it? So I saw a 4-year-old with a mullet.
Oh
No.
What would you do?
And they kind of looked at me like, you're in Tomball, Chris. Remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of homoerotic on the television, has anybody seen that new Quiznos commercial?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That is hot.
I, the first time I saw it, I'm going, what did I just see? I'm waiting for the American Family Council to start protesting them.
Did you see his lips, though? I mean, yes. That was the real destination in that commercial.
For those of you out there who haven't seen it, there's a youngish guy there who's the employee who's left alone with the oven, and the oven talks to him and says, put it in me.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And the guy goes,
see, I'm reminded of a Pansy Division album name.
It hurt when you did it last time, but we both liked it, Dave.
No, actually, his name was Scott. I remember that.
Oh.
Of course you would.
But then again, you've had ovens talk to you in the past.
And I've been so horribly burned.
Wait.
Stop playing with the oven.
It was a bad relationship, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't a relationship.
As long as it isn't like what Sylvia Fox did.
So with the, so it goes on here. And so basically, the oven and this guy are talking about put it in me, and it's a foot-long ciabatta sub.
You could have stopped.
No.
Foot-long.
And it goes. If you look,
it's a toasty torpedo.
Yeah, the toasty torpedo where you can get a 12-inch hot Italian. and it ends.
Where
even,
can I find that?
It ends even dirtier because the oven tells him, "Tell it to me, Scott." And it goes, rattles off the sign and says, "Tell it to me, sexier." And it says, then he says it again. And goes. Even sexier.
Yes.
And he kind of, it's only $4. Like, I watched that. Oh, my God. When's the protest going to start? You know, they're going after Pepsi. And the AFA is going after Pepsi because they donated to some gay rights organizations. Apparently, they didn't see that one commercial we played here from Pepsi Max over in the UK where a guy, you know, there, two guys are trying to get this other guy up, get his courage up to go over and talk to this pretty girl at the bar. So he drinks a Pepsi Max. And he gets up here and says, all right, I'm going to go say hello. And walks past the pretty girl and goes to the muscle queen standing at the other end of the bar. And his friends are like, huh? Yeah. And now, finally, we here at KPFT, we promote an institution called Leisure Learning Unlimited. And I was looking through their catalog of classes. And this just kind of struck me as odd. Learn the fundamentals, including stance, stroke, and aiming methods. Play and learn the rules. Whether you've never held a stick or you can hold your own with friends,
oh my God.
This class will improve your game.
Is this for pool?
Yeah, pocket billiards. But, you know, pocket pool also works.
That's always fun.
Now, I certainly hope they don't tell Ted, because I know Ted will come over here.
Wow.
But, like I said, I left out a word or two. You know, play and learn the rules of 8 and 9 ball, whether you've never held a cue stick. But everything else was there. The actual sentence was, learn the fundamentals, including stance, stroke, and aiming methods.
Wow. This stuff just writes itself, doesn't it?
Men have never been really good at that whole aiming thing.
See, and the first sentence is, turn pool into an orgy fun game.
Easy.
Oh.
Oh!
Somebody needs to check.
God.
Now, after
you need to check that prescription again.
After reading that, you know, I had to stop because, you know, the next thing I saw was Mahjong. I didn't want to get there.
And, oh, God.
And then this Craps Made Simple just scared the hell out of me.
Oh, my God.
Well, then.
Do you know how popular...
Well, on that note...
On that note, ladies
and gentlemen. G'day, kids!
You have been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. Why, I... Beats the hell out of me. Oh, Jimmy, any idea why they're listening? Oh, that's right. They're in jail. Hey, and call in next week, somebody. I've got tickets here. For Sordid Lives. And even though Arturo's not in his underwear, the guy playing Odell, the Hispanic boy, he's cute in his underwear. The scary part, they kept looking up at him. He was wearing bib overalls.
Yeah.
And because he was Hispanic, and I guess so I didn't take my glasses in there, I almost thought it was Prado up there.
Oh.
Fun. And then he stripped down to his underwear. It's like, yeah. He should have been wearing the Y fronts.
Mm.
Ooh.
But if you want to get in touch with us when we're not here to send us story ideas, news information, love mail, hate mail, dirty pictures! Two ways you can get a hold of us. It's snail mail at After Hours Care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. Go ahead, your little saying that you stole.
Not just a zip code, but a life.
I thought you came up with that, but you didn't.
No, of course not.
I didn't realize you stole that.
It used to be on T-shirts.
Yeah, that's where I saw
not
it.
Not just a zip code, but a lifestyle.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
I took off the style because I have a life.
And no style. And
no,
style.
No, you don't. You have Stanley. Or you can send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org. We will be back next week. Could be 12.
Could be 1.
We don't know.
Tune in at 12:30 and you'll hear something. Maybe we'll stop talking by the end of the calendar and go on to something else. Next week is Hatch, right? Is this a new month?
Yep, new month.
New month.
April 4th.
Yeah.
Or is that 5th?
Coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pas Aller. Mary is here. It's time now for your PSAs.
Aurora Picture Show in Houston, Texas announces their 6th annual Media Archaeology Festival, April 17th and 18th at the Museum of Fine Arts, Houston. This year's festival features the Joshua Light Show, best known for their psychedelic projections with the Grateful Dead, Jimi Hendrix, and Jefferson Airplane. See them live with the band Silver Apples Friday, April 17th to kick off the festival. For specific venue and show information, visit www.aurorapictureshow.org. KPFT Houston.
Years ago, programs like From the Frontline and Reflections Black on Black blazed trails for Houston radio. Now, on Sunday nights, Pacifica Radio returns to its roots with programming on culture, politics, and issues from an African-American perspective. At 8 p.m., join Akua Holt for Pan-African Journal, a show covering contemporary issues from around the globe. At 9 p.m., join Obidike Kamau and Akua Fayed for guests and your calls on self-determination. Formerly the Critical Progressive Review, self-determination brings hard-hitting topics and proactive guests to the airwaves. And at 11 p.m., listen for community dialogue with Cliff Smith for calls, lively discussion, and more. Tune in Sunday night starting at 8 p.m. This is listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.